High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
And then there was eight. It's the quarterfinals of the Class D2 State High School Playoffs as the Giltner Hornets get set to take on a team they know all too well, the Howells Bobcats.
You know, we faced them in the finals in 09 and semifinals last year, so this, you know, this is the third time we've got to play them in 3 years. Each time, you know, we got a little bit better, so hopefully this time we can, third time's a charm, and hopefully we can, you know, knock them off this year.
Nearly every team in the state knows of the Giltner aerial assault.
Back to pass, fires long downfield, he's got a man! Touchdown, Giltner!
But just last week, the Hornets presented their opponents with another option.
Option left side, lets it go out to the running back, he's got some running room, 40! 45, down to the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Giltner, Kyle Hawthorne on the option pitch.
It's the Giltner Hornets, the Howells Bobcats, round three.
Let's get ready to run.
Starts right now. Live to the field, here's Platte River Radio's Craig Eckert.
Big time rematch here tonight. Battle of the unbeaten teams. Number one, Howells. Number four, Giltner. In the quarterfinals this time, not the semifinals as was the case last year when Howells beat Giltner and went on to defeat Sargent for the state D2 title. Hi, Craig Eckert with Gene Beerbaum tonight on the pregame program brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed for all of your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed here on the pregame show. We're going to hear from Jeff Ashby and from Mike Spears, the respective coaches. Howells is here, back in black, all black uniforms with the orange numerals and an orange bobcat paw on the side. Giltner, all in white, with the same basic colors. The orange and black of Giltner evident as well. So these teams are similar in terms of the quality of the program, the longevity of the winning tradition, and also from the standpoint of the one-loss record, all undefeated. But the big differential, at least in terms of the obvious total points, Howells being much stingier on defense, giving up only 64 points on the year to their opponents, but Giltner being much more productive on offense, scoring 548 points. So if we put it simplistically, and you really can't, only because these two teams play teams so far away from one another that it's very hard to make a direct comparison, but Giltner has defeated their opponents collectively by a score through the regular season of 548-124. Meanwhile, Howells defeated their opponents collectively 362 to the aforementioned 66. So a lot like the Humphreys game, Humphreys-St. Francis game that Giltner won last week, we're looking at a pretty stingy defense against this productive Giltner offense. The offense got off to a quick start last week and were never headed, and really were running away with the game. Some late touchdown by Humphrey St. Francis made the score a little closer than the game might have actually been indicated. But Giltner showing not only passing but an option game and a lot of different wrinkles in their offense. We're going to find out how that may apply tonight as we talk to the coaches here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
It's Giltner and Howells, number two versus number one in the Class D2 quarterfinals here on The Breeze tonight. And Jeff Ashby joins us, the head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, on the pregame show. Coach, first of all, congratulations on that win, especially to the guys last week in the first round, defeating Humphrey St. Francis 36-26. But, boy, your ball club had a real good ball game last week in the first round, didn't they?
Yeah, we got off to a pretty fast start last week against St. Francis. That's what we needed to do. So, we came out, and even though we didn't score any points, we only had the ball three possessions in the second half, and two of them we drove, had long drives. We just didn't punch them in at the end inside the 10 and inside the 5. And so that was a little disappointing, but at the same time, we took over 12 minutes off the clock. So we were pretty happy with that, and we were able to hold on for the win.
Yeah, a good first half for sure, and the second half too, although you didn't score, but you kept Humphrey St. Francis out of the end zone till two really meaningless touchdowns in the fourth quarter. 36-14 at halftime, Coach. A good first quarter, as you said. You really come out, played well defensively, you had to stop, then you score on your first offensive play, and that kind of set the tone, didn't it? Humphrey St. Francis knew that this was going to be difficult to beat your guys last week, but a big, big play there to score early.
Yeah, I think they kind of knew that, you know, we've been averaging about 33 points, you know, a game, you know, in the first quarter. So, you know, we were held to 22, you know, by St. Francis. So, you know, they held us under our average. And but I know they were, you know, struggling trying to stop our option play, and it worked out pretty well for us, and we were just able to keep running it.
Coach, the Giltner ball clubs the last few years, I tell you, you roll up all the touchdown passes and the passing yards. But look at this last week. What, 365 yards on the ground by your ball club? It shows that your guys can move that football on the ground. And that really had to really set Humphrey St. Francis off kilter a little bit, that you really ran the ball well last week. Congrats to that, and play up front, huh? It was a good night running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they were practicing all week for our passing game, and their safety was playing pretty deep and trying to protect, and it worked out. We knew during the season we didn't run the ball a whole lot during the season. You know, with a new quarterback, we wanted to throw the ball and get Jake comfortable throwing the football and things like
that. New Tech is proud to support high school sports.
It's Giltner and Howells, number two versus number one in the Class D2 quarterfinals here on the Breeze tonight. And Jeff Ashby joins us, the head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, on the pregame show. Coach, first of all, congratulations on that win, especially to the guys last week in the first round, defeating Humphrey St. Francis 36-26. But, boy, your ball club had a real good ball game last week in the first round, didn't they?
Yeah, we got off to a pretty fast start last week against St. Francis. That's what we needed to do. So, we came out and even though we didn't score any points, we only had the ball three possessions in the second half, and two of them we drove, had long drives. We just didn't punch them in at the end inside the 10 and inside the 5. And so that was a little disappointing, but at the same time, we took over 12 minutes off the clock. So we were pretty happy with that, and we were able to hold on for the win.
Yeah, a good first half for sure, and the second half too, although you didn't score, but you kept Humphrey St. Francis out of the end zone till two really meaningless touchdowns in the fourth quarter. 36-14 at halftime, Coach. A good first quarter, as you said. You really come out, played well defensively, you had to stop, then you score on your first offensive play, and that kind of set the tone, didn't it? Humphrey St. Francis knew that this was going to be difficult to beat your guys last week, but a big, big play there to score early.
Yeah, I think they kind of knew that, you know, we've been averaging about 33 points, you know, a game, you know, in the first quarter. So, you know, we were held to 22, you know, by St. Francis. So, you know, they held us under our average. And but I know they were, you know, struggling trying to stop our option play, and it worked out pretty well for us, and we were just able to keep running it.
Coach, the Giltner ball clubs the last few years, I tell you, you roll up all the touchdown passes and the passing yards. But look at this last week. What, 365 yards on the ground by your ball club? It shows that your guys can move that football on the ground. And that really had to really set Humphrey St. Francis off kilter a little bit, that you really ran the ball well last week. Congrats to that, and play up front, huh? It was a good night running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they were practicing all week for our passing game, and their safety was playing pretty deep and trying to protect, and it worked out. We knew during the season we didn't run the ball a whole lot during the season. You know, with a new quarterback, we wanted to throw the ball and get Jake comfortable throwing the football and things like that, and so we sacrificed a little bit of our running game, but we practice our running game, you know, every day of the week. So we just, you know, we just take whatever the defense would give us, and, you know, last week St. Francis was giving us that option play, and so we just kept running it. And then the second half, they made an adjustment, personnel-wise, it slowed it down a little bit, but we were still able to drive the football down the field and, like I said, just not get it punched in the end zone.
And defensively, another good game by your guys, Coach. We mentioned the 14 points at halftime and then no scoring in the third quarter for St. Francis and then the two touchdowns late in the game that made it a 10-point ball game. But defensively, your guys did what they needed to do. They played well also.
Yeah, they did a great job in that game. You know, like I said, towards the end of the ball game, we didn't do a very good job. Didn't do a very good job coaching them, you know, there at the end. And we got that shored up, you know, during practice this last week, you know, preparing for tonight's game. So we got that all figured out. We kind of went back to the basics of our pass defense and things like that. And it's kind of hard. You know, we had 5 interceptions and still didn't play very good pass defense. It's kind of hard to say, but we had some problems. And like I said, we kind of went back to the basics this week.
Okay, it's Howells and your guys, Coach. You've been waiting for this game. You're hoping to get to this game. It happens to be the quarterfinals this year. They've taken you out of the state tournament in the finals and semifinals. What about this Howells Ball Club, Coach? I know your guys are going to be ready. Theirs will be, too. What makes them so tough, Coach?
Well, they're really well coached. They got some good size up front. You know, they've been starting for 3 years, so, you know, we faced them in the finals in 09 and semifinals last year. And so this, you know, this is the third time we've got to play them in 3 years. And each time, you know, we got a little bit better. So hopefully this time we can, third time's a charm, and hopefully we can, you know, knock them off this year. I think we're pretty equal team-wise. You know, we do things a little differently. You know, they're pretty solid just running their toss sweeps and their ISOs and pound the ball and try to wear you down defensively and then just stay their course. And whereas we're kind of a more, you know, spread-oriented, but like I said, you know, our offense is built to do whatever we need it to do. It's not just a passing offense. It's also, a running offense. Just whatever we can do, we do, and get our athletes out into space and make plays.
You go in knowing you can score, Coach, and you hope you can do that against Howells tonight. Is the key, the biggest key maybe going to be how well your defense can maybe stop that Howells running game tonight? They've toted it, 465 times in their games this season, but you have to be able to stop them a little bit, contain them a little bit, make them work for every yard they get tonight, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, we watched film of last year's game, and we actually did a pretty good job defense, and we made them punt the first two times they had the ball last year, and then, you know, some of the touchdowns they got were long runs. We were there and just didn't make the tackle. So, you know, we've been really talking about tackling and wrapping up all week and finishing off and getting 8 guys to the football and not giving anything, you know, don't give them a crease to get into. Their running backs do a really good job. Masney, boy, does a really good job of reading his blocks and being patient and then just take it when he's got it. And so we can't over-pursue and run by, you know, we got to play gap control defense and take that away from him. So, but they're pretty patient and they've done what they've done for a decade now. So it's, there's no secrets.
And you'd like nothing better than getting off to a good start tonight, Coach. We talk about that a lot, but up at their place, and they're certainly going to be ready for the Hornets, and they know that you're going to come in there and try to get gain control of this game. So it would be great to get off to a good start and try to get the upper hand in this game early, right?
Yeah, we'd like to get off to like we did last week against St. Francis and get down the field and score on them right away. I believe we scored on the first possession last year against them. So hopefully we can just keep that going. And, you know, last year we just, you know, it was a 20-20 ball game late in the third quarter, and then they scored. And so it was, you know, a one-touchdown game going into the fourth quarter. And so hopefully this year we can, you know, make it close and, you know, stay with them in the fourth quarter and finish them off, you know, this time in the fourth quarter.
And I know, Coach, this has kind of been the focus of your guys all season, having a matchup hopefully somewhere in the playoffs with Howells. And so I'm sure you've had great focus as you get ready for this one. The guys should really be ready to go tonight.
Yeah, they've been looking forward to this. You know, if you want to be considered one of the elite football programs, you know, this is a team that you have to be because they've definitely been doing it for a decade. So this kind of will set you apart from everybody else if you could win this one.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck later on this evening, and congratulations again on the whole season. But good luck tonight, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
That's Jeff Ashby, head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, on tonight's pregame show. We get the perspective from the Howells Bobcats and Coach Mike Spears on the program tonight, the pregame show before Howells and Giltner in quarterfinal D2 football action here on the Breeze tonight. Coach, thank you for joining us. Your ball club are coming in 10-0, Coach, and got to ask, you know, a lot of people want to know, how can Howells be so good year after year after year? But you had another great ball club this year so far, haven't you?
Yes, you know, we've just been blessed with a lot of really good talent and the kids that work real hard and try to keep our tradition going.
Yeah, this ball club, Coach, 10-0 this year, and you defeated Dodge last week 44-16, the first round over Wynot 68-18. So far in the playoffs, Coach, pretty happy with things, where you want to be offensively and defensively as far as the first two playoff games are concerned.
I think our kids have operated at a pretty high level offensively and defensively. We've played well also. You know, we're going to have to continue that tonight to have a shot.
I know, Coach, that you go into these ball games and the season, and your opponents pretty much know what you're going to throw at them, right? As far as offensively, you like to run that football, and you don't throw it very much, and it's certainly worked over the years. But I know that's the key. You have to continue to do that, don't you? I mean, that's the game plan, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how over the years how our kids have kind of been built to run that style of offense, and this year's no different. We have a pretty good line up front, good size, kids that move well, and it's the challenge every week is to be able to adjust to what our opponent's going to throw at us defensively and be successful.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen a whole bunch of different things all along the way, Coach, and this year too. But again, credit, you mentioned that play up front, your guys up front, they have obviously done another great job for you. And that's always a key when you have success offensively, and you got to be able to move some people out of the way, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it is big, and if you got those big kids that move well, it does make a difference.
And you talk about the defense too here, Coach. You're not winning games like 68-58. You're playing very well defensively and have all season. All you hold teams under 20 in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Defensively, the team has played well.
Yes, we returned quite a bit of our defensive line. In fact, all of our defensive line came back, and we had to break in a couple new DBs this year, but the kids that we plugged in have done a heck of a job for us, and our defense has played solid all year, and they just play assignment football and play sound, and hopefully we're able to continue.
As far as special teams concerned, Coach, and to play on the field there, how has that gone this year? Getting some good coverage and returns and this kind of thing, special teams been good?
Yes, Jesse Faltus is a freshman for us this year, and he's returned three punts for touchdowns and had two others called back on penalties, and has just done a great job for us. Brian Byers returned a couple kickoffs for touchdowns for us, so been really happy with our return game, and our coverage has been sound. Can't find any faults with it.
Yeah, the special teams play, that can really put added pressure on it, your opponent, can it, Coach? If you can be successful with the special team, returning a punt or a kickoff for a touchdown or blocking a punt, the special teams play can really put pressure on the other team, can't it?
Yes, it is. Like they say, it's a third of the game, and it's important that you are pretty sound in what you're doing there, and hopefully we will be.
Okay, Coach, it's Giltner tonight at your place, number one versus number two. This has been a ball game anticipated by a lot of folks. What about Giltner? What's your scouting report on the Hornets?
Just a very athletic team. Present a lot of unique challenges for you defensively. Big thing is making sure we get lined up correctly, you know, just make sure we got our kids where they need to be and then trust in our kids to make a play.
I'm sure, Coach, that after seeing last week's game and the Giltner effort there, they really ran the ball very well. You know, we see them with throwing the touchdowns and a lot of the passing stuff, but boy, they ran the football really well, and that's going to add even a little more pressure to your defense, isn't it?
Yes, you know it does, and that's one thing Giltner people, I don't think they quite comprehend or understand about them. They really are more of a run first team. They're just doing it out of a spread look, but then they present that unique ability to have the ability to throw the ball really well too.
Okay, Coach, the keys tonight. Give us a couple, three keys for your ball club to come out on top in this ball game tonight.
We really hope that we can limit their big plays. Make them try to drive the field, and hopefully, you know, something good can happen for us in that time. And then offensively is that we can block what they're throwing at us.
these guys, Coach, on your ball club this year, they want that tradition to continue, Coach, with the great teams and maybe another championship. But your guy's very competitive and very proud. A lot of pride in that camp up in Howells, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we preach to them all the time is that, you know, we've got a heck of a tradition, and this is their chance to kind of write the next chapter in the book that is Howells football, and that's our kids kind of embrace that and do a nice job with it.
Well, it should be a dandy, Coach. I'm sure both teams are going to be ready to go tonight up at your place, and good luck tonight, and congratulations, especially to your team on the season so far, and wish you the best of luck tonight, and thanks for your time on the pregame show.
All righty, thank you very much.
And that is Mike Spears. He's the head football coach of the Howells Bobcats on tonight's pregame show.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert, back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Howells. Pretty nice night for football, despite all of the worry about the weather. Predictions on the weather that we might have rain turning to snow. But right now, if it sticks like this, you can't expect November, especially quarterfinal football, to be any better weather than it is right now. And we're about 10 minutes or so away from kicking things off. And let's get you right into the football lineups here. 5 points bank starting lineups on 94.5 FM, The Breeze. 5 points bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. 5 points bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 points bank, the better bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. And first of all, the defending state champion, Howell Bobcat. Mike Spears is their coach, and their starting quarterback is Mitch Bellina. Mitch is a 170-pound senior quarterback. He also plays defensive back. Trent Musty is the running back. He's 205 and a senior. He also plays linebacker on defense. Eric Sofel is the fullback, and Brian Beyer is the 230-pound tight end. He's a senior and also plays defensive end. Adam Byrne, Heidi, is a tight end, 195-pound senior, plays linebacker. He'll also do the place-kicking chores. Jared Buzita is a 235-pound senior, holds down the center spot. The two guards are Jordan Brickacek. He is a 245-pound senior, also plays defensive end. And Nathan Buzita, he is a 260-pound junior, and he holds down the other guard spot and also plays nose guard. That's your starting lineup for the Howells Bobcats, undefeated and seeded number one in this bracket. Giltner is seeded number four, although we were talking both of the Journal Star and the World Herald have these teams ranked one and two, respectively. Yep. So for the number two or four seed Giltner Hornet football team, coached by Jeff Ashby, your starting lineup is Trevor Poppin, running back, 6'2", 192 pounds. Trevor popped a long one in the first play from scrimmage for Giltner last week, and he is a 192-pound senior. Kyle Hawthorne, wing back, cornerback, 5'6", 147, and a junior. Drew Ott is the tight end linebacker, 6'4", 247, and a senior. Jake Finley, quarterback and safety, 5'8", 135, and a junior. Logan Rath, guard, nose guard, 6'3", 247, and a senior. Ryan Clear is guard, linebacker, 6 foot 181 and a junior. Garrett Poppin is the center, defensive back, 180 and a sophomore. Dustin Hastings, who intercepted a ball at the end of one drive against Humphrey St. Francis, and then in the ensuing drive caught the touchdown pass. Had a great game. Dustin Hastings, wideout, 6'1", 151 for the Giltner Hornets. Defensive specialist Dylan Hinrichs at quarterback, 5'11", 148, and a junior. And that's your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. And first injury report of the game is one that we thankfully can say we don't know of any injuries at all. The injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back spine care, and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible to getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Feel like yourself again. Again, no injuries, and hopefully that will stay that way in tonight's what we expect to be a very hard-fought ball game. Again, the general theme here is that Giltner has the powerful offense, and Howells, although they have a pretty nifty offense themselves, Giltner can play some defense. But the general broad-stroke story is offense of Giltner against the defense of Howells, and we'll see what happens in that regard. The common opponent, Humphrey St. Francis. Humphrey St. Francis lost to Howells by 6 points, 12-6 in the regular season. And, of course, Giltner beat Humphrey St. Francis by 10 last week in a game that, as I said, toward the end was probably not quite as close as that 10-point margin would indicate, as Giltner kind of took their foot off the gas. In the third quarter last week, Giltner held the ball for all but 4 minutes, didn't score. They dominated, didn't add any points. So that's what I mean when I say they probably beat Humphrey St. Francis by a wider margin than the score would indicate in terms of their complete domination. The New Tech Seed pregame report continues in 2 minutes here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
This is Bob Sherwood at B&B Carpet Service. Most flooring manufacturers have their fall sale during the busy harvest times. I went to the people of Mohawk and asked them to extend the sale prices through the month of November. Now you actually have time to come in and look. Choose from in-stock or special order. You like the selection and the prices. And you can have your flooring installed before the holidays. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert and Gene Beerbaugh back here on the New Tech Seed pregame report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And you heard the ad there for the Sittin' Bull. The Sittin' Bull made a long-distance delivery. There are two pizzas here from the Sittin' Bull Saloon in the press box.
I think that beats Jimmy John's.
By the end, I'll bet they're going to be demanding that that there's a Sittin' Bull annex at Howell. So thanks for that, Butch, the gang there at the Sittin' Bull. It made it piping hot. All right, say, it's not piping hot here tonight. The game time and temperature, right now we are just at 6 o'clock, and we'll start here in a couple of moments. 44 degrees, a partly cloudy sky, really not much in terms of wind or breeze here, so that should not be a big deal. Today's Guys, Time, and Temp brought to you by Big G.A.'s Hardware of Hastings, the original Sun Heat infrared heaters. It's that time of year again when the temperature falls and your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G.A.'s Hardware of Hastings. Sun Heat providing you soft and safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home, and features the made-in-Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original. It's Sun Heat, and it's at Big G.A.'s Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Again, 44 degrees as Giltner has been introduced on the football field, and now the Howell Bobcats will get their on-field introductions. And we've got an opportunity here, Gene, to just kind of check in, and it's a very spirited crowd on both sides.
Oh, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Craig. This guy on the microphone here doesn't speak to the PA system, but we got the makings for a great game. It's interesting. We were looking at the stats beforehand, and Giltner, they're averaging 65 points a game, and I think that their first half average is probably about 50 some, because they have scored so much in that first half, and then when you get 35 point lead, you got that running clock, and so the second half usually goes pretty quick. So a game like tonight, I don't think you're going to do that, but you're going to be able to see.
All right, let's take a break here. Let's take a break for 2 minutes. Back with the kickoff of tonight's game. Giltner has won the toss and deferred. We'll hear that kickoff coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets! Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, as we said, the Giltner Hornets won the toss and have elected to defer to the second half. And we'll be kicking off to Howells. Howells has two men standing back at the 5-yard line in return.
One thing, Craig, just in case folks listening, we've got a fairly strong north wind, but the field lines east and west, so it really won't be a big advantage with or without the wind.
Prester and Baltus will do the return, and standing up to kick it off is Trevor Poppin at the 30-yard line. Poppin holds his hand high. He's got his Giltner Hornets bunch behind him, and we're underway. Good kick goes into the end zone, and they'll flag it as a touchback. So a nice kickoff there by Poppin, and it'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats at their 20-yard line. At their 15-yard line, rather. Crofton was defeated by Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic go first ever to the semifinals in that 17-14 win this afternoon. And we hope we have an exciting one like that here tonight. Giltner on defense for the first time. Excuse me, Bellina under center. He's got a single setback, and one man goes in motion for Howells, and the handoff goes straight up the middle. I think that's doubtful on the carry from the fullback spot. He doesn't get a whole lot there, maybe a 2 yard gain, 3 yard gain, and it'll be second down coming, and a strong six, short 7 yards to go for the Howells Bobcats. Just underway, 11:38 to go here in the first period of play. There's no score. And Bellina is under center, I formation. Gooch is in the fullback position. Musney gets the carry. Musney carries all the way across up to the 25-yard line. And that's enough for a first down.
And just a good run up the middle that time. Just a little power football. That I position.
First down and 10 now for Howells. And just outside the 25-yard line. They go in the I formation and shift out. And they've got a wide out now. They shift into another I with another man coming to the up-back position. The pitch to Musty again, and he battles across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Nothing fancy there once they finally get the shifting all taken care of. And what they did that time was they shifted the fullback wide out to the right side, and then the tight end came up and took over his position, the fullback position. He was a lead blocker on that. And a nice carry there by the tailback, Musney, one more time.
And right now the Howells line's just moving forward, taking the Giltner back.
Under center, Bellina calls out through signals with a second and four. Fakes one way, and he's going to be met in the backfield. Kyle Hawthorne drags him down for about a 2 yard loss. It'll bring up third down, and about 7 yards to go. Ball is spotted at the 30 yard line.
Take it third down in a fairly long six.
Third down and six for Howells as Matthew Gooch, their leading scorer, big fullback, comes in now. He'll take the up-back position. Musney, that's the eye. Everybody is in tight now here as we expect another attempt at a run. They pitch it. Musney comes near side, stutter steps, and gets across the 30 over the 35-yard line, but I think he's going to be shy of the first down. We'll see whether they believe in floating on fourth down and about a half a yard to go, but that's what it is, I think. They may call out to change the measure, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They call out the chains, and they've already flipped over to first down, but I don't know if that's the case or not. Let's see. They're down there, and they stretch the chains, and they did get the first down by about the half the length of a football. So a nice third down play there for Howells, and they get another fresh set of down as Giltner has not given up a big play, but they have given up two first downs here in the first offensive possession for the Howells Bobcats. 9:53 to go as they'll wind the clock now after that measurement. And Bellina goes under center. And again, Musney dots the eye, gets a straight handoff on the ISO, goes to the right side, keeps lights turning, and goes across the 30 to the 35 to about the 34 and a half yard line. He just keeps those legs churning. And that's what you always notice about Howells is there just is no quitting these guys.
And he first player that hit him, he had his feet just kept going and just basically ran him over. Just lucky to get him tackled because he had open field after that.
Just like first day of summer camp, keep the legs churning, and that's what he did. Second down coming, less than a yard to go. Musney again, this time he's the up man as they've got Gooch as the tailback. The big guy goes forward. I think he gets enough for a first down. He's met by Poppin and Hendricks defensively, but I think he got enough for the first down.
I think
down.
He got the yard, but they're looking at it close. I think you got it. They're going to measure again.
They're going to measure again.
I think you got it. But
it's going to take a long time. They're going to measure are going to be. It's 9:07 is on the clock. No score. Just underway. Giltner won the coin toss. Elected to defer. Howells took the kickoff from their 15-yard line.
This time he got it by the nose.
Down at the 35-yard line, 34-yard line of Giltner.
On the 34-yard line.
Like I said, nothing fancy here so far. Just the toss, the ISO, the lead block off the ice, off the toss, and they have been able to get a couple of first downs here in a row. Giltner with a single down lineman. Now they go three men down and five in the defensive backfield. Musley gets the handoff, and again, just keeps churning and turning and gets inside the 30-yard line. Tackle is made on the play there by Ryan Clyer of Giltner. And it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go on a nice first down. Gooch comes into the ball game now, and coming out of the ball game for the Bobcats is Sofol, the fullback. They're alternating their up man fullback, and sometimes they're putting Musney in the up position, and Gooch has carried the ball from the tailback. Second down, 5. Toss play this time, this way to Musney. Penalty marker is down. Penalty marker down, and Howells may be guilty of a holding infraction, and that is exactly what happened. So it'll be a penalty mark off, and that interrupts the momentum that Howells had going here in the early going.
Yep, first flag, and it'll be from the previous spot, so it'll be from that line of scrimmage, yeah, 30-yard line.
And so they mark it back from just inside the 30-yard line. They go to just outside the 40-yard line, so it'll be second down and 15 yards to go for the Howells Bobcats.
Well, we'll see how Howells responds now. You know, been having short yardage situations on that second and third down. Now they've got a second long.
Musney is the lone setback. Gooch wide to the left side. Everybody else is inside. Gooch is the lone wide receiver. Bellina sets him in motion, goes from the left to the right. Now back to pass. Bellina has a little pitch forward, and the fullback tight end, Byers, the little pitch play up front, shuttle pass, gets about 6 yards back. Brian Byer is a 230-pound tight end. He's on the left side there and came across and took a little shuttle pass. And it's third down about 9 yards to go now for Howells. As Giltner did a pretty decent job of snuffing out that play. Musney dots the eye, and the up man is Sofol again now. And Byer is the tight end to the near side. Back to pass, Bellina, bootleg, left side being pressured, and he'll be tackled for a loss out of bounds. He loses about a yard, and it'll be fourth down and 11 yards to go from the 35-yard line of Howell, of Giltner, for Howell. Fourth down and 11 for Howell.
They lost 2 yards on that one, so now they got fourth and 11, so.
7:13 to go in the first period of play. And there's no score. This is the first drive for Howells, and they are showing punt formation here. I don't know whether or not they would attempt to think at this point or not. The putter is Luke Hegeman, and standing back in single safety is Trevor Poppin for Giltner. And it's a short kick, end over end, but does the job, goes out of bounds at about the 9-yard line of Giltner. So Giltner will take it at their own 9, first and 10, and Giltner on offense for the first time tonight.
Well, these teams aren't used to punting, Greg.
They get it with 7:05 to go in the first period, which means that was a pretty long non-scoring drive that went all the way from the 15-yard line to the 30-yard line of Giltner until they had to punt it. Giltner now standing in the shotgun formation. Findlay as I think it's Poppin in the backfield. Trevor Poppin in motion. Hawthorne, keeper by Findlay, and he gets across the 10-yard line to about the 12 or 13, and it'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go. Second down and a long 5, short 6 to go for the Giltner Hornets. Their first offensive possession again. They won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, stopped Howells on their first drive, and now have it for the first time offensively. They split out wide to the left side. Now they got trips wide to the right side, and standing in the shotgun is Jay Findlay. Calls out the signals, and he fires out in the flat. The ball is batted down by Jordan Prokocek. Prokocek is a big guy. He is 245 and a senior, and he just reached up that big paw and knocked the pass out of the air. So it's going to bring down a third down and 6 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets. Again, no score. 6:25 to go in this first period of play. Two men in the backfield, with Findlay. As he calls out the signals, he's got wides both ways. Takes the pass one way. Now he goes deeper. Findlay has got a man out there. It's out, and he's got the first down at the 40-yard line. Drew Ott, the Big Ten-bound Iowa Hawkeye, takes it down at the 40-yard line, and that is a nice gain all the way out to the 40 and midfield. And
about a 30-yard gain on that pick.
First and 10 from midfield now for Giltner. Ott this time goes split to the in the slot to the left side. I formation. Shotgun. Hawthorne in motion. He'll get the handoff right to left. Got a little running room on the corner. Gets across midfield and gets inside the Bobcats territory at about the 37 or 8-yard line. Enough speed there to overcome lack of perimeter blocking. And a couple of guys came up for Howells and stopped in there. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go now for the Hornets.
Looked like that might break, but Howells closed on it really fast. And hard tackle, too.
Wide
good tackle.
Both ways. Slot man is out to the right side. Findlay looks things over. He's got one man that's popping in the backfield with him. Three down linemen for Howells. Back to pass is Findlay as he slips a little bit. Now it's a scramble, and he's under pressure, but completes the pass to Hawthorne anyhow down to the 35-yard line. That was a well-executed pitch catch there under duress as Findlay was in the grasp of Brahacik, and Hawthorne went down and picked it up off the grass and the completion. Third down and 5 coming now for the Giltner Hornets, who got off to a quick start against Humphrey St. Francis last week on the first play from scrimmage. Poppin took it 57 yards for the TD. This time, it's a drive. Started at the 9-yard line. Shotgun. Back to pass, Findlay. Looking across the middle, he's got a man. It's Dustin Hastings in and out of his hands as Gooch came up with a hit. And it's going to be fourth down and 5, and Giltner it has a decision to make here. Fourth down and 5. The ball is spotted at the 35-yard line. Findlay comes to the near sideline.
That was a perfectly timed hit on that one. That pass was there, and just as the ball got to the receiver, he was hit by the tackler and just knocked the ball loose.
Findlay in the shotgun has Hastings wide to the left side, Ott wide to the right. And the shotgun again as he looks things over. He's got two men in the backfield on his either shoulder. Back to pass. Findlay now firing, and he's got Ott in and out of his hands. Bellino in on the coverage, and that's one that you don't normally see. You don't see Ott let one get out of his hands.
He should have had that one out. That was too bad. That nice thrown ball. Maybe just a little bit behind it, but it was easily catchable. Just went through his hands.
Giltner will turn it over on downs, and Howell gets it back at the 35-yard line. And that took 3 minutes off the clock. 4:53 to go in the first period. I formation. Howell's toss near side. Musney's got the ball and a run down inside the 30-yard line.
Might be for now. We got a flag.
A gain of about 20 yards, but there is a flag in the backfield and motion indicated against Howells, and so that'll mark him back instead of a 15-yard gain, a 5-yard loss. So that was another costly penalty for Howells. Howells had a holding penalty on their first drive, which slowed that one down. They had picked up three successive first downs, and then on a hold, were put back to a down a distance that they couldn't overcome.
Goes in the record books as a 5-yard penalty, but in theory, or in reality, it's about a 20-yard penalty.
It's a first down and 15 now. Howell's back at their 30-yard line. Giltner elected not to punt, tried it on fourth down, and Drew Ott couldn't hang on to the pass, and that is a very unusual occasion when he doesn't bring it down. Bellino is under center. Musney is the eye back, and he'll get the pitch, comes near side, and he is
field,
and he's got some running room. Findlay chases it down at the 30-yard line, 35-yard line of Howells. Musney did a great job of seeing that he wasn't going to get around the left side, reverse field, and picked up about 15 yards.
I think they gave him 17 on that. So he did a good job of reversing the field. He was coming towards us, and there was nowhere to go. He just stopped and went opposite way.
First and 10 now for Howells. There is a 30-yard line of Giltner. I formation. Musney again dots the I. The up man is Gooch. Bellamy calls off the single. Straight handoff goes to Mussin. He's stacked up in the line of scrimmage there. Hott comes up, and so did Hawthorne on that for Giltner. I was going to say, Giltner's same song, different year. They're here in the quarterfinals this year instead of the semis like last year. And they did a good job against Howells last year, but didn't come away with the win. And again, playing toe-to-toe with these Bobcats, defending state champions so far. They've got Sopel in the up man. Eyeback again is Musney. Everybody else is in tight. They pitch Musney far side. He's patient, tries to find the corner, but he's not going to get it. Ott comes up and brings him down, and finishing off on the tackle over there. It looks like finishing off the tackle was Logan Rath over there, but Ott came up and slowed him down. It was third down and 9 yards to go for the Bobcats now. As they got about this far last time before they had to punt the ball away, or chose to punt the ball away. 3:13 to go in the first period. There is no score. Gooch is the up man. Musney dots the eye. Bellina is under center. Everybody else is in tight on this third down play. They pitch it. Musney, and he's going to be smothered right at the line of scrimmage, shooting through another great play by Logan Rath.
Nice.
Rath, who we didn't hear a lot from last week. We just didn't call his number. He might have had a great game, but this time he was very obvious on the last two tackles, and he shot through there and stopped it on third down. It'll be fourth down and 10 now for the Bobcats, and again, they're indicating that they're going to punt. Bobcats have Luke Hegeman standing at his 35-yard line, and the single safety back standing at the 5-yard line is Hawthorne for Giltner. Low snap. Gets the kickoff, and again, it's not a long kick, it's a high kick, and coming up and getting the fair catch at the 10-yard line is Hawthorne. And so it'll be first and 10 again from about the 10-yard line for Giltner as they start about the same place they did last time on the drive that ended in a turnover on downs. You're listening to high school football quarterfinal tournament action here on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. As Finley goes into the shotgun again, Ott is in the slot to the right side. He's got wides both ways. Good stop, and he's over in the wide side of the field. Completion out to about the 15-yard line, and the completion there was to Hawthorne. Hawthorne, part of the game plan here tonight, is he pushed on the jet sweep. A gain of about 4 yards in the last series. That was a gain accounting of about 8 yards. So it's going to be second down and 2 yards to go. The ball spotted at the 18-yard line. And again, no weather affecting play tonight. Nice night, 44 degrees, a little bit of a breeze out of the north on this east-west field. Finley again in the gun, single setback with him. Wides both ways. They go with a lateral pass to Poppin, and Poppin cannot get beyond the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 2 yards to go as they kind of a little swing pass. He took it and couldn't get back beyond the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there by Brahachik, I believe, on the play. He's a big guy to get over there.
Yeah, he is. Howells has got a big line. The first three guys there are.
All right, let's see what they got planned here for a third down and 2. Trips to the near side, single set, single wide out to the right side. Shotgun for Findlay, quick out in the backfield, and again another screen pass to Findlay, or to Hawthorne, rather, and he gets out beyond the first down marker, and it'll be first down and 10 to go for Giltner as they pick up the first down on that. That's their second first down of the evening. The first one was on a long 30-yard pass to Drew Ott, and that was one that a drive that was not kept alive. Neither team has scored here tonight. Hastings goes wide to the left side. Dustin Hastings wide to the left. Ott is in the slot to the right side. Single setback by Finley is Poppin. And Hawthorne is wide to the right. They fake it to him this time. Now Finley's got to move around under pressure, and he's going to get hammered back at the 21-yard line. About a 1 yard loss on that. It'll be second down and 11 coming for the Giltner Hornets. Clock is down to 35 seconds to go in the first period, and it's been a scoreless one thus far.
Been a good defensive game so far, Craig. Both teams are just tightening up on that defense.
Giltner is, as we said, they're known for their flashy offense, but they can play some very good defense. Hot. Slot man to the left side, double wides to the right side. Now they fire out into the flat and again with the pass. And is Hawthorne again, and he gets about 2 or 3 yards. But it'll be third down and still 8 or 9 to go. Let's see where they spot that ball. It's second
play.
Down
yes,
and 11, remember. And there is a flag on the play, motion penalty called against Giltner on that, and just like it is for Howells, penalty at this point is never welcome on the offense. So let's see where they mark.
They gained about 3, so...
Well, that's going to be from the line of scrimmage. It's not a hole. The procedure that has
declined,
to be
I wondered if they might.
Third down and 11 yards to go. Third and 11. Oh, okay. He got progress for about 3 yards. So it's going to be third down and 8 to go. So,
Coach Howell decided they'd rather take away the down and not give him a chance to.
Interesting decision by Howells on that one. That's the end of the first quarter on a very rapidly moving ball game here. The first quarter went by in about 20 minutes of real time, and the score is 0-0. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process
control.
The
Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And thanks to Sitting Bull, they sent a pizza up here about 105 miles away from the Sitting Bull, but it got here, and they're liking it.
Quite the delivery service.
We're sharing. All right, again, it's third down and 9 now. Finley in the gun. He's got a single setback, back to pass. Finley fires. He's got a man, and he's complete to Hawthorne up at midfield. First and 10 for Giltner. And
19
so
yards.
Hawthorne is having a good night so far, very involved in the offense. He's carried on the jet sweep. They've hit him in the flat a couple of times, and that time across the middle for the first down at midfield. They wind the clock here with 11:53 until the Allen Hastings halftime report. Dustin Hastings comes wide to the left side, and wide to the right is Hawthorne. Drew Ott is the slot man to the right. Then Lee confers with Trevor Poppin in the backfield. Looks over the offense, calls out as he sets Hawthorne in motion, back to pass now. Finley pumping, and he's trying to look for Hastings, and Hastings could have had it, hit his hands, but Gooch cut across in front of him, kind of distracted him, and broke his concentration.
Gets enough distraction, Nice pass again.
So Gooch has done a great job in the secondary for Howells tonight. He knocked Hastings earlier, and caused an incompletion. That time he came in front of Dustin's vision just as the ball was arriving and broke his concentration for that incompletion. Second down and 10 now. Finley in the gun. Puts a man in motion. Hawthorne takes it to him. Back to pass now, sending up the screen. And again, Byer this time comes in and knocks the ball down. They have a screen set up intended for Poppin. And it'll bring up third down and 10 now for Giltner.
All I can say is a good thing that Howell's line to knock that pass down, because that one was going to go a long ways. They had the blockers out. They did a good job setting it up. But they got some big guys on that Howell's line that try to pass over the top of.
All right, so now Giltner has to solve this one. They've got 10 yards to go for a first. Third down, as Findlay is again in the gun. Slot man right side, wide both ways. Hawthorne comes in motion. They fake it to him, and Findlay slips, and he's going to be covered at the 35-yard line. Finley has had a couple of occasions tonight where he has, where the field has not done him any favors. He slipped on the field. And now it's fourth down and 15, and it would indicate that Giltner, for the first time, will have to pin, will have to punt. And standing back at his 25-yard line is Findlay. And back in single safety is Faltis. Jesse Faltis has three returns on punts this year. Ball bounces at the 15-yard line. Faltis picks it up around, still dancing there, and finally he's going to be pushed out of bounds outside the 15, about the 17-yard line, popping down on the coverage there. And so with 10:43 to go in the first half, the Bobcats will get the ball for the first time from this end of the field. They have had two punts. Giltner, their first punt, the first drive that they had was ended by a turnover on down.
Craig, these teams don't know how to handle punts. They haven't done it this year.
Yeah, it's a whole new game to them.
Yeah.
Giltner punted only nine times during the season so far. They put a man in motion now, does the Bobcats. And they bootleg to Bellina to the left side. He's got a little running room across to the 30-yard line, and he's got a first down. Bellina with the quarterback keeper gets the first down, and Howells gets a fresh set of downs with 10:36 to go until halftime. Again, there's no score here in the D2 quarterfinals. The winner of this game is going to play the winner of the Exeter-Milligan game, I think. Exeter-Milligan Clarkson are in progress at this point. The winner of that game plays the winner of this one. Now they get Byers switching out from the tight end spot, moves into the fullback slot. Musney is still the eye back, and with a first down under center, Bellina pitches near side. Here comes Musney. He's got some blocking, but shooting through there on a nice defensive play is Garrett Poppin, and the 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore stops Musney for about a 2 yard gain. Second down and 8. As you said, Gene, both teams playing some outstanding defense here. So
well, just good tackling on that one.
Yep.
He got through there and just wrapped him up.
There were three blockers in front of Musney, and Poppin just went through and grabbed him, as you said, firm tackle, and brought him down for a 2 yard gain. Bellina going to be under center now, looks things over. Four man front for Giltner. They go to Musney on the left side. Musney's got some running room, and again, gouges out about 8 yards and gets enough for a first down for the Owls Bobcats. 9:29 to go on the clock, and they stop it to move the chains again. This is going to be an interesting game before the night's out. I think, again, in on the tackle with Logan Raff that time. It was good pursuit for him because Musty went to the far side and looked to be ready to break one, but they brought him down. Fire tight end goes to the left side. The up man is Schoeffel. And Musney dots the eye. He'll get the, they fake the pitch, and Bellinger just follows the lead blocker into the line, and he'll get about 5 yards. Hawthorne came up with a tackle on that, and also coming in to help out was Drew Ott from the linebacker's position. Second down and 6 yards to go for Howell. As the clock continues at 8:53 to go in the first half.
I noticed Ott was trying to rip the ball out that time. He had the other guy already had him on the tackle, and Ott came over to assist, and you could see him pulling on that ball, trying to force the fumble.
See how big a turnover can be in a game like this tonight. Second down,
huge.
About 6 yards to go. Byer is the strong side left. Under center, Bellina. Musney dots the eye. Gooch is the up man at the fullback spot. They give it this time to Musney, and he goes straight ahead, and he's going to be stopped there by Hawthorne and by Clyer. First down for Musney on that run, and it's going to be first down at 10 inside the 30-yard line. And it'll be first and 10. They mark it about the 28-yard line. They break the huddle, and it is Sofel, the up man. Musney again dots the eye. Everybody else is in tight. Fires to the left side. Look for him. He's a dangerous weapon when they need him. Now they pitch it. Musney near side to the right. And coming up and getting his head in there is Garrett Poppin. And a toss sweep. That's about 4 yards on that. It'll be second down and 6. Up closer to 5 yards. Second down and 5 coming. As again, Howell's known for the line play and the ability to get blockers out in front of their tailback doing that, but so far Giltner has bent but not broken. 7:35 to go till halftime. Second down, 5. Under center again is Bellina. Gooch is the up man. Musney dots the eye. Everybody else in tight. Ball is snapped. Handoff goes to Gooch straight up the middle and straight into the line, and he'll get enough maybe for a first down, I think. I think they're going to spot it at about the 20. Try that again at about the 17-yard line. And this has been the deepest penetration on Giltner this evening.
First serious drive of the evening of any either team.
This has been penalty free. Penalties have stopped both teams earlier.
Timeout by Howells. Oh, maybe it's a. No,
I think they referee timeout. They were pointing to headlights on down to the end zone.
That's a no-no. We had to have it last week as
Makes
well.
It tough.
Yeah. Under center, Bellina now on a 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line. Musney gets the carry. Musney works his way to the left side and gets ahead for about 7 or 8 yards again. Musney is an amazingly patient back. He rides his blockers well and then accelerates when he sees the hole. It's 2nd down now. And about 3 yards to go. Gooch comes in as the blocker. This drive started back at the 17-yard line of Howells.
And Howells just taking it to him right now. The big linemen are opening those holes, and Musney following them very well.
And Musney dots the eye again. Everybody is in tight. Byer to the left side. Bellina takes it himself, and he'll be stopped outside the 10-yard line.
He's going to lose a yard or two, maybe.
Hoppin was in there quickly for Giltner. He's going to lose a little bit. And he's having a good night on defense so far. Finley also in on a tackle for Giltner, and it's 3rd down and 5 as the Bobcats have a sustained drive here. All on the ground. All on the ground. Sofol comes in. Gooch comes out. Gooch, the big guy, is the leading scorer for the Bobcats, although he is not statistically anywhere near the lead as far as yardage gained. Musney dots the eye again, and under center, Bellina. Pitch, left side. Musney, he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. A big clog there at the line of scrimmage. Let's give credit to Dylan Hendricks on that. He got his snout in there and stood him up. 4th down and 3 yards to go. Call him about a yard gain on that. 4th down and 3 to go. 5.5 to go in this second period.
Now we're going to have a timeout.
Timeout is called by Howells on this. We'll take 30 here. Back in 30 seconds. No score from Howells. Giltner and Howells on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQFM.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Howells has called a timeout, and they talk things over. They face a 4th down and a short 2. Giltner is still around there. Coach Jeff Ashby, who knows a thing or two about defense himself, and so this will be interesting to see what transpires here. 4th down and the first serious threat of the ball game by either team to get into the end zone.
And a big decision here. You got 4th and 3 and got a drive going, and you want to keep it going after Howells.
Ball is at 10. Bellina is under center. Musney dots the eye. The up man is Sofol. Pitch, Musney. Option pass. Fires into the end zone. Fire. Good. Touchdown. Fire. And it is Howells drawing first blood here on the halfback option by Musney to the right side. Fire was wide open, and it is 6-6. Howells on top for the first time. 5:19 in the second. Musney to Fire. 10-yard scoring pass. And now it'll be a 2-point attempt here with Gooch, the up man. In the backfield, Musney is the tailback. Bellina under center. They fake it to Gooch, And they go with a reverse to Beyer, and Beyer is going to be stopped for no gain. And there is no 2 points tacked onto that. So it is Howell hanging on to a 6-point lead here. They'll kick off to Giltner in 30 seconds here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
About a 63-yard drive there for Howells, culminated in a 10-yard option pass from Mustang to Beyer. PAT attempt no good. And so Giltner now will get the ball back. They have Hawthorne standing back inside the 5-yard line to get the kick put on by Howells here as they do their little clap thing as they get into rhythm to set it downfield. Taking it at the 10-yard line, Hawthorne's got it across the 10, 20. And out to about the 25 or 6-yard line as Hawthorne showed some extra effort there and kept the legs churning. And it'll be first down and 10 for Giltner at their own 26-yard line. Now it's time for them to answer.
Yeah, Giltner's going to have to get a little offense going here because Howells right now is taking control of the game, and Giltner's certainly capable of doing that.
Wides both ways. Nobody in by the line other than the two guards in the center. Pistol formation as somebody jumps off side here, and we'll see whether or not that's Giltner or Howells. It could have been a nice hard count by Findlay.
Yeah, it looked like it.
I thought it was a nice hard count by the quarterback.
Yep.
Offside, and he drew the defense offside. That was a nice play by Findlay there on the hard count, and it'll be first down and 5 yards to go for Giltner as the ball moves out to the 31-yard line.
Well, it looked like Howells was ready to maybe blitz because right now Giltner had three guys to block four. They were getting a little anxious to jump on that quarterback. Giltner sending everybody wide out with nobody back to help block.
Delay here is the referee finally spotting the ball. The down and distance guy had it. Now they finally put it down. Double wides both ways. Shotgun over in the flat. Ott's got a blocker and a screen. Got some running room enough to the 40-yard line into Howell's territory at the 30-yard line. Drew Ott, the big tight end. That was a nicely executed play as he had a man screening for him in front. And he went around him and got the extra yardage. First down and 10 now for Giltner at the 39-yard line of Howell.
He had to throw that right away because they did rush those four. It was just snapping.
Slots both ways. Findlay in the gun again. Fires out this time wide to Ott, and he can't hang on to it over on the far side. Second down, 10 coming. 4:51 on the stop. Second period clock. 6-0. Howell scored on a 67-yard drive. Capped by a Larry Mustay option pass to Beyer. No PAT, and that's where we are right now. Half-dozen-point lead for Howell. They send Hastings wide to the left side. Hawthorne goes way out wide to the right. In fact, trips wide to the right side. Ott is that way as well. Shotgun. Findlay, again, hard count. This time they fling it out, and a whistle's going to...
Maybe a flag this time, I think, on the quarterback.
Yeah, he was a little enthusiastic on the hard count. That time he was going to get called for it, and that's a 5-yard penalty. So the referees give us, and the referees take us away here. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go for Howell, for Giltner, as Howell walks towards the new line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line, where it'll be second down. Giltner breaks the huddle, Hastings wide to the left side, and it is Hawthorne wide to the right, Drew Ott. He's in the slot to the right side. Single setback, Poppin in the backfield with Findlay. Findlay calls out. Poppin goes in motion. They fling it out to him, and Poppin will try and fling it downfield on a halfback option. He was falling as he threw it, and they thought they'd give as good as they got there on the halfback option. But again,
Gildner's having a little trouble with the field being a little slick.
Yeah, he fell down. He about made a completion anyhow. He just was a little bit off. It would have been a touchdown if he had got it up there because the guy was open.
Actually, considering the fact that he was falling down, that was an amazingly strong throw. 4:46 to go here until halftime again. They stay in the spread with a slot man, Hawthorne to the right side. Ott is wide to the right. And Hastings is wide on the left side. Single setback, popping again. Back to passing Stanley. The pressure, but he fires. He's got Ott out there at the 40, and Ott just powers his way down to our first down, and then some as he swings his leg. I tell you what, he is a big dude, and he got inside the 27-yard line. And that's where they're going to spot it at about the 26.
About 19 yards on it.
He just kind of looked like I've had about all I can take here, and I'm gonna get to that.
He caught that about 6 yards short of the first down, and he just took that tackler. I mean, he was right there with him, and he just took him with him.
Talk about you wear a bobcat. Well, he did that time. He had one on his back the whole way to the first down. Out is wide to the right this time. Hastings wide left. Again, Finley in the pass pattern is Hastings, and he's got it inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. And so that'll be a pickup of 6 or 7. We'll see where they spot it, bring it up as second down. And let's see here, only about a yard and a half, 2 yards to go. So that was about a 9-yard pickup there.
Yeah.
As Finley shows some good discipline in standing up, finding Hastings over to his left instead of running it. Now they go Wildcat with Ott in the Wildcat formation. He'll option to the right side, taking himself. First down, Ott spins inside the 15-yard line down to about the 13. Drew Ott, 247, 6'4". And he gets the first down. Earn Heidi in on the tackle there for the Howells Bobcats. And the clock is at 4 minutes, even. In the first period, we'll get you caught up on scores here in a little bit. Kearney Catholic did beat their opponent, Crofton, this afternoon, 17-14.
Okay, we got a timeout. Gildner.
Gildner will call a timeout, just as Howells did last time they were knocking on the door. So we'll take 30 here. It's 6-0. Howells on top of Gildner, but Gildner with a first down and 10 yards to go at the 14 of Howells when we come back here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
JSGK Catering in Gildner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Gildner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Gildner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Gildner athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here's a D2 action. Sergeant beat Medicine Valley, 58-13. D1 BDS lost, is trailing Creighton. 28-22 in the second. And High Plains is leading the Gargoyles of
West Point.
8-0. All right, Gildner back of the line of scrimmage now. In the shotgun is Finley. Ott is the slot man to the left side. Hastings wide left. Hawthorne wide right. Option. Poppin has the cutback and close to a first down as he gets down to the 5-yard line. And it'll be third down and two, or let me see where they spot the ball. Maybe it's a little farther than I thought. He got about 5 yards on that play, so it's going to be second down and 5 yards to go off of that first down. And that's the first time we've seen the option to Poppin that time. He found the cutback and got some nice yardage. On the first. Now there's
another timeout. Official timeout here.
Now he's all put together. And Hawthorne goes wide to the right side. Hastings is wide to the left side. And Jake Finley is in the gun. Ott, tight end, right side. Option, Finley pitches to Poppin, and he's going to get stood up right at the 10-yard line. So he lost maybe a yard or two on that one. And it's going to be a third down coming, and 7 yards to go. So the option left worked, the option right not so much.
Yeah, they had that. They were waiting for that one. There was no room to run, if he'd have kept it, there was no room.
That was the narrow side of the field. 2:42 to go in the second. Giltner down by six, but threatening here with a third down at the 10-yard line of Howell. Looks like two-down territory from my standpoint for Giltner. Finley in the gun, single set back, popping back to pass, fires. He's got a man inside the 5-yard line, complete to Ott.
Oh, it'd be interesting where they didn't give him his forward.
Try that again. That was Hawthorne on the completion, 3-7. You stood them together, you'd never confuse Ott or Hawthorne, but as he was falling down, catching the ball, it'll be fourth down now and about a yard to go.
Well, he caught that past the first down, but he kind of ran back, catching his balance. And because he ran on his own power, he did. He lost yards on it.
All right, fourth down, and Ott is in the Wildcat.
You think he might
keep it? And he goes, crashes forward, and I don't think he got it. I don't think he got it. And so Giltner, despite a nice drive here, can't get into Fader. And they leave Howells deep in their own territory on the second turnover on downs of this ball game against Giltner. A minute 43 until halftime. A 6-0 lead, and Howells gets the ball back deep in their own territory at their own 5-yard line.
I think when Ott was back there in that Wildcat, if you will, I think they kind of knew where they were going to go with that.
That was pretty much tee it up, I'm coming at you. And they answered the call on that one. First down and 10 at the 5. Mellon up is to Musney. Left side goes a short side of the field. And a ball is on the ground, and I think Giltner got it. Giltner got it right back. Musney on a fumble. Giltner on the recovery, and that's the first turnover. I didn't see who got the recovery on that for Giltner. I don't think they care.
Ott did.
Ott got the turnover. So I think he fell on it, and Giltner is back in business, deep in Howell's territory now. First and goal to go. Ball is spotted inside the 10, and a timeout is going to be taken here by the Giltner Hornets. Jeff Ashby wants to talk it over, so we'll take 30. You listen to this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets. This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics. Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First turnover of this ball game just occurred is Musney, who had the touchdown pass on an option play to fire earlier. This time, coughed it up down inside the 10-yard line, and it'll be first and goal to go from about the 7-yard line of Howells for the Giltner Hornets with a minute 36 to go until halftime. These two teams have been going toe-to-toe here on a largely defensive battle, although the offenses have moved the ball up and down the field. Only one has scored so far. That's Howells out by 6. Shotgun, and again, a man in motion. This time, it'll be against Giltner, Logan Rath. I think he's the man that missed the count and went in motion for Giltner. Boy, that's costly. You're down first and goal to go at the 7. It's going to be a 5-yard mark off against Giltner. And it's going to move them out to beyond the 10-yard line. They're going all the way out to the 12-yard line on this one, where it'll be first and goal to go. So they still have 4 downs to get the touch. But penalties never make that endeavor easy. Findlay has Poppin in the backfield with him. Ott is in the slot to the right side. Hastings wide left. Hawthorne wide right. Back to pass. Findlay being pressured, and he's going to get buried back at the 20-yard line.
Oh, my God, a flag.
The monster, though, is down, and we'll see if there is some
face mask.
Foul activity going on there. Maybe a face mask against.
Yes.
And so the looked like they had done a great job of putting Giltner way back deep. Now come up with a face mask penalty
and Giltner will be favored with that mark off. Let's see where they're going to put it back now. They're going to go back the other way. The infraction occurred at the 20-yard line. They're going to move it up 10 yards, and now Giltner will get it. First and goal to go at the 5-yard line. First and goal to go at the 10-yard line. First and goal to go at the 10-yard line. So they get the first down and a brand-new set of downs. Forget everything that happened to this point. Hawthorne. Hawthorne looks to be the Wildcat quarterback here as they sent Finley all the way out to the left side. And now Giltner takes another timeout.
Howells. I think the ref just changed.
Timeout. That was a brand-new formation with Hawthorne as the Wildcat. Finley was wide to the left side. And Howells wanted to kind of take a look at that. So
Once the referee got turned around.
We'll come back with first and 10. Goal to go from the 10-yard line in 30 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, first and goal to go, 10-yard line. Hot, wide to the right side. Now they're back with, again, Finley at quarterback. Finley's going to be pressured and dropped back at the 12-yard line. That was a very slow-developing play for Giltner. On a deal like that, I think you just got to fling it through the end zone if you can. And
find
another day, as they say. It's going to be second down and goal to go this time.
And lost about 12 yards.
Second down and goal. So it's 3-down territory here to get into the end zone. But the clock is not doing Giltner any favors at this point. Just under 1 minute to go. I think they might have one timeout left.
I think you're right.
They might have one timeout left. So they're keeping the air, I'm sure, here. As Finley is in the pistol.
Okay, better not wait
both ways. In motion, popping, he'll get the carry, and he goes to the left, to the right, and he stopped all the way, he stopped at about the 11-yard line, all the way across the field. And maybe a yard gain. So it's going to be third down now, and 1 yard and 11 yards to go. And another timeout is taken. This time, Jeff Ashby wants to talk to the troops, and with 39 seconds to go, Howells leads 6-0, 39 seconds to go in the first half, and we'll keep it right here as we kind of get things set up. Remember, this was all started by a fumble. Must be fumbled on the 5-yard line of Howells, and Giltner got the ball back. They were penalized another 5 yards, and then on a quarterback sack way out to the 20-yard line, Howells committed a personal foul, a face mask, and that marched it back to the 10-yard line of Howells along with a first down. So there's been a lot of activity there down inside the red zone. And for Giltner, nothing to show for it yet. It is third down, goal to go from about the 11-yard line. Finley in the gun, popping back with him. Wides both ways, in the slot, he's out. Back to pass, Finley fires into the end zone. Out goes up, got it, and is he in bounds or not? No, he was out of bounds.
Finley
out, out of bounds.
Long incomplete.
He did exactly what he needed to do. He threw it high to Ott. Ott went up to get it, but it was just a little bit too far downfield. And it's fourth down, goal to go from the 12-yard line.
It's a beautiful catch. It just needed one more yard.
Maybe if they moved it to an 81-yard field instead of the 80-yard field for 8 minutes. All right, fourth and goal. This is it. 33 seconds to go in the first half. And Finley goes back to pass. He needs a touchdown, goes into the end zone to his guy, and it's out. And the ball is batted away by Bellina, incomplete. And so for the third down, the third time tonight, Giltner will get turned away on downs.
Yeah, that was the exact same pass as the last one.
That time, Bellina had a little more to do with the defense on that. Where
he was able to get in front of Ott that time.
Bellina is under center, and they're going to play it safe here and kneel the ball and run out the clock and take a 6-0 lead to halftime. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Howells and Giltner going at it, as we said, toe-to-toe.
Offensively, they've moved the ball between the 15. Defensively, they haven't allowed anybody into the end zone save the one Howell's touchdown on the halfback option from Musney to Byer. That was in the second quarter, earlier this quarter. And there we are. It's halftime. And a 6-0 lead, Howell's over Giltner. And we'll be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up next year on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
This is Bob Sherwood at B&B Carpet Service. Most flooring manufacturers have their fall sale during the busy harvest times. I went to the people of Mohawk and asked them to extend the sale prices through the month of November. Now you actually have time to come in and look. Choose from in-stock or special order. You like the selection and the prices. And you can have your flooring installed before the holidays. At B&B Carpet in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Nothing howls on top of Giltner. We're at halftime. And time for the Allens of Hastings halftime report. If you haven't made your grocery list out yet for the week, make sure to check out Allen's Superstore specials online at allensuperstore.com. Remember, Allen's will beat any competitor's advertised ad, so get more for your money. Shop Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Gene Beerbaum is alongside. He's adding up the stats individually here in the first half, and there might be some impressive yardage between the 15s, as we said, but only one team got through to the end zone. That was Larry Musney on a 10-yard halfback option pass to the tight end for Howell's Byer. And the two-point attempt was no good. And so here at halftime, we stand with a 6-0 score between Howell's and Giltner. Looking at some other scores here in Class C1, Gothenburg is trailing Minden 14-0. In Class C2, Oakland Craig leads Lincoln Christian 8-0. North Platte St. Pat's has a 7-0 lead in the second quarter over North Platte St. Pat's. Crofton was defeated by Kearney Catholic 17-14. The Kearney Catholic Stars going to their first ever trip to the semifinals in the state football tournament. In D1, Garden County is trailing Kennesaw 32-14. That's in the third period. South Loop is trailing Pope John in the fourth, 30-0. High Plains is leading Guardian Angels of West Point 12-8. BDS is at Creighton, and Creighton leads 36-30 in the fourth period. Here in D2, Clarkson is at Exeter Milligan, and they are trailing 16-14 in the fourth with 11 seconds left, but a two-point conversion failed for Exeter Milligan, and so they are trailing Clarkson 16-14 in the fourth with 11 seconds left, so we'll wait for that one to roll over as final. Here at Howell's, Giltner trading a trailing Howell 6-0, and we'll be back with more on the Allens of Hastings halftime report right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web.
We're the UK Boy Superstore. Ireland's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the UK Boy Superstore.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets!
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Islands of Hastings halftime report, Craig Eckert along with Gene Beerbaum. We're in the midst of a toe-to-toe defensive battle, but offensively there were some stats adding up. Owls out front 6-0 to Giltner. But outside of that, the teams traded 8 possessions in the first half. Turnovers on downs 3 times for Giltner, and that doesn't happen at all.
No, it really doesn't. It's kind of interesting, Craig, because you know, Giltner's a strong rushing team, too, but they've only rushed 10 times this first half. And we got the Finley getting sacked a couple times, but to those 10 carries, they've only got what I show about a net of 5 yards. So their rushing is 5 yards for the half.
Well, and you gotta think that no matter what, Giltner's got to keep trying, because
right. If
they allow Howells just to pin their ears back and go after the passer, it's going to be a long second half, because they've shown some pressure on Finley. But, I mean, if you look on paper here, you got Budget at 235. You've got
Brahacek
at 245, a defensive end. The other Budget is 260. He's the one that's nose guard. And the other defensive end is Byer, the tight end offensively. He's a 230-pound defensive end. So, again, on paper, it's not a pleasant thought to run up against that front wall, but they're going to have to do it, and they're going to have to continue to try to do that.
But Giltner has passed 20 times, and they have completed 11 of them, and they've got 113 yards passing in that first half.
But again, if you're going to live by the pass, you better be hitting 7 out of 10, or you're not going to last. So,
on the other hand, now Howell, they've rushed 25 times in that first half, and I got up for about 99 yards. 94 of those belong to Musney. Yeah.
Musney accounted for the sole score in this game. That was on a halfback option. He went to Brian Byer, the tight end, in the end zone, and the two-point conversion attempt did not succeed, and so that's where we rest right now. 6-0 with Giltner trying to you kind of feel like if they got into a rhythm that Giltner might be able to come back and take things over in this. Now, they're not that far down, obviously. They're down by 6, but somehow you get the feeling they're still a little bit tenuous. And frankly, the field condition is such that they've had more trouble with grip.
Footing.
Thank you. Footing than does Howells at this time.
Yeah, and going back to Musty, I think it's kind of ironic. You know, he was the workhorse that first half for Howells. I mean, he ran the carried it 16 times, and when you think you're going to ride him into the end zone, he turns around and passes for the touchdown.
And they called a timeout right before then, so that must be something special.
That's the only pass they had.
Yeah.
Howells did for the first half.
So we'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with more on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner. Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, Craig Eckert along, and here are some scores. In C1, Pearson, Norfolk are underway. It's no score in the second. Told you, Minden leads Gothenburg 14-0 in the second. Elsewhere in C1, Lakeview of Columbus is at Platteview, and Arlington is at Wahoo. I don't have any scores on that as of yet. In C2, Tri-County is at Aquinas Catholic. No score on that yet. Oakland Craig is leading Lincoln Christian 8-0 in the second. This is C2 again. North Platte St. Pat's is leading Hastings St. Cecilia 7-0. That's at halftime. Kearney Catholic came back from a halftime deficit and defeated Crofton 17-0 for the Stars' first trip ever into the semifinals in the state football playoffs. Garden County at Kennesaw. Kennesaw leading 44-22 in the fourth. Let me tell you this. Tyler Schnitzler has scored all 7 TDs for Kennesaw. Kennesaw has not converted a 2-point conversion as of yet. So good news, bad news there, but Kennesaw in control by 22 points. South Loop has lost to Pope John 30-0. High Plains is leading the Guardian Angels of West Point 12-8 in the first. BDS is trailing Creighton 42-36 in the fourth period. Bertrand and Loomis, I don't have any score on that one yet. Medicine Valley is just the final. Sergeant beat Medicine Valley 58-13. Clarkson at Exeter Milligan 16-14 is the final on that. A 56-yard TD pass for Exeter Milligan with 11 seconds left, but the 2-point conversion failed, and so instead of tying the ball game, they lose by 2. So some excitement here in the quarterfinal brackets in Nebraska high school football. I want to thank our presenting sponsors of the 2011 high school football tournament, Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Take a minute time out here, back with more at halftime on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. Howells leading Giltner 6-0.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets. This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs here on the Breeze 94.5 and our Platte River Radio group of stations is brought to you in part by Misco Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. Go see them on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get your game on at Misco's. We're about 2.5 minutes away from this game getting on again. Giltner is trailing Howell 6-0, and they are standing toe-to-toe with Howell defensively. Offensively, they have not been able to put the ball in the end zone, but they have moved the ball. They have passed far more than they have run here tonight. They've only tried to rush the ball 10 times, and they've thrown 20 passes, completed 11 of those. Drew Ott was a recipient of a 30-yard pass play for a first down in the first half. They tried to go to Drew twice in the end zone in the closing seconds of the first half, but on one occasion he brought the ball down but was out of bounds on a pretty looking play, but again he was out of bounds on that, and Ott was covered on the second one well by Bellina. And so Giltner, which won the toss and deferred to the second half, is going to get the ball back now in the second half in about 90 seconds. So we'll take a one-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Remember, Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. You get more for your money when you shop at Allens. They'll beat any competitor's ad and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So you get more for less only at your locally owned Allens Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Back in a minute with the kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets!
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're about to tee it up and find out who moves on in this state football bracket in D2. The winner will play the winner of the Exeter, Milligan, and Clarkson game going on probably right about now. And teeing the ball up will be Beyer, back to do the return chores. Hawthorne standing at his 3-yard line. It's a line drive kick. Sends him back, but he'll be able to return it across the 5. Hawthorne across the 10.
Ooh, nice.
Stripped up at about the 12-yard line. Fault is in on the tackle for Howells, and so Giltner, 1st and 10, will take their first possession of the second half, and we'll see whether or not philosophically they've made any adjustments right out of the box here in the second half.
Yeah, that, you know, to have 10 rushes, that it just seems strange. That, but, you know, when Howells are doing so good on defense, you're not getting a lot of rushes in.
Double wides, slot man both ways. Findlay in the gun.
Wingman goes in motion right to left is Hawthorne on the jet action. He'll turn the corner on the left side and gets across the 15-yard line. So it'll be about a 2-yard gain, and it'll be second down and 8 yards to go now for Giltner in their first possession of this second half. They're down by 6 points. Larry Musson need to find tailback for Owls through a 10-yard halfback option pass to Brian Byer, the tight end. PAT was no good, and that's how we got where we are. It's 6-0 right now. Trips to the near side. Bentley in the gun. Ott, single, tight end to the right side. This time they sweep it to the left side, or from the left side rather, to the right. Hawthorne again on the end-around jet, and he gets more yardage that time. It'll bring up third down, and it looks like maybe about 2 to go. We'll see where they spot it. He gets all the way across the 20-yard line. He needs to get to close to the 24. So it'll be third down and 1. So 2 jet action plays, both to Hawthorne, one going to the left, the other back to the right. And they got 9 yards on the duo. Finley in the gun, popping, standing by him, slots both ways. They put Hawthorne in motion. Left to right this time, the option to Poppin. Poppin's got some running room, gets across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Trevor Poppin takes the pitch and gets about 14 yards on the carry. And the ball will be spotted at the 35 is where they finally spot it back, so it'll be about a 12-yard gain. And a first down for Giltner here on their first possession of the second half. Clock at 10 and a half to go in the third. Ott goes into the slot to the right side. Hawthorne to the right side is the wideout. Hastings left side. Poppin stands in the backfield with the quarterback. And Finley takes it. Option right side. Poppin's going to be stopped in the backfield, but is able to struggle forward to close to the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go for Giltner. This ball, this drive started at the 13-yard line of Giltner. Second down and just a smidgen more than 10 yards to go as they send Hastings wide to the left side. This time Hawthorne is on that left side as the slot man. Ott is split out to the right side. Back to pass, straight back. Finley, they set up the screen. Poppin's got it at the 40, 35, 30, and he gets down inside the 35-yard line, and Poppin gets some of the action here in the second half. Trevor Poppin on the screen pass gets the first down and gets the Giltner Hornets
18 yards on that
inside the 30-yard line at about the 27. Clock on that first down stops at 9.5 to go, and Giltner, they took the opening kickoff now and have had successive first downs. They put Poppin in the slot to the right side. Inside him is Drew Ott. In the gun. Calling out Finley. Into the flat. He's got Hawthorne. Hawthorne's got some running room, and he gets up close to the first down. He was looking for a block from Ott. Couldn't cut inside and take advantage of the screen, but he did get, I think, a first down. Let's see where they spot him.
It'll be real close. He's about 9-10 yards there.
Ott was out there looking to convoy him farther, but he couldn't get around. But it was still a first down, and so Hawthorne has had a lot of ball touches tonight.
You notice on that screen pass before this how high he threw it, because he had to get it over the lineman last time they did that.
Yeah, that's one of the things they must have mentioned at halftime is you got to start throwing over those big guys, and they're going to be batting it back in your face all night. Finley in the gun, wides both ways. Man jumps across the line of scrimmage.
81. Yes.
And that could be, let's see if he got drawn off. It's going to be an offside against Howells. Nathan Budgeta came across. We mentioned him. He's a big nose guard, 260-pounder. And he can do you some damage. Well, he's coming to tackle here, just popping off the line of scrimmage there, really. It'll be first down and 5 yards to go now. The ball is spotted outside the 10-yard line. And Giltner looking pretty good here in the opening going of the second half. Finley in the gun, popping in the backfield with him. Hawthorne wide right. Ott slot left, to the right rather, and Hastings wide left. Now they've got to Hawthorne in the flat. Hawthorne moves it upfield, and he's close to a first down. Hawthorne, I don't know how many touches he's had, but between runs and catches, he's been possibly the most, other than Finley, the most involved
in five plays, and he's got it four times.
Not the biggest guy, so they can hide him behind some of the blockers. He goes wide to the right side. Hastings has got a touchdown pass last week, goes wide to the left. We haven't seen them go to Hastings but one time tonight. Findlay in the gun, out tight end, slot to the right side. They fake the jet sweep, and they go on the counter on the inside. Poffin's got it down inside the five-yard line, and he's going to be stopped at about the one-yard line. First and goal to go for Gibbons, or Giltner, rather, as they do the inside crossbuck after faking the jet sweep to the left side, and they go up the gut, and it is first and goal to go at the one-yard line. Gibbon, why am I saying Gibbon all of a sudden? Giltner, Giltner was first and goal to go. And Ott is the Wildcat, taking the snap, goes right side, dives into the end zone. Has he got it? Yes, he does. Tie ball game. Giltner ties it up on Drew Ott. That was a long drive, started back at the 13-yard line. That's a 67-yard drive. And Drew Ott with a one-yard plunge.
That was a long 1 yard. he ran that wide.
It was.
Took a lot of guys with it.
Those black jerseys bunch up together rather quickly there, and he got through them. Dived to the pylon, and Drew Ott makes it 6-0. Now they're going to go for two. Ott and Poppin in the backfield. Shotgun in the Wildcat. Ott, pop pass, got it to Trevor Poppin in the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. No, that was Findlay. Was it Findlay or Hawthorne? I think it was Hawthorne in on the pass reception there.
Do Ott act like he was going to run the ball.
And so
the representatives of the Village of Giltner.
Conversion and an 8-6 lead. 8:07 to go in the third. Giltner 8 and Howell 6. Back with the kickoff in a half minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner has answered the bell. And in the second half, came out, going with 67 yards to a touchdown by Drew Ott and a two-point conversion out to Hawthorne, and now it's kickoff time. Poppin, long drive, goes into the end zone and a touchback, and Howells will get it back out at the 15-yard line. So Giltner looks to be up to the task here in the second half. And they have certainly shown
whatever best changes they made at half. It's been working, yeah.
Well, like you said, one of the adjustments was just making sure that the quarterback, Finley, knows that if he's going to throw that little pass, that screen pass, get it up.
Well, he's only 5'8", so he can get thrown over some six-footers there.
Bellina is under center. Busty is the eye back, and Schoffel is the up back. They hand it to, or rather toss it to Musney to the far side, and Giltner jams it up right around the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he got about a yard, maybe. Yeah, Logan Rapp in on the tackle there for Giltner. He's had a good night tonight as well. 7:50 to go in the third. Giltner has just gone ahead by 2, 8-6 over Howell. And we are at Howell. And the big deal is the Howell's magic. If you can overcome who Howells is and have been as far as success, they got a chance here tonight and a good chance. Giltner on defense. Musney with the toss near side. They string it out, and he gets all the way out to the 25-yard line. Ott finally came up and put the hit on him, but he just kept going to the right side and strung it out, and Giltner gave up the first down before you knew it. 7:22 as they wind the clock now on a first and 10 for Howells. This is their first possession of the second half. The team's traded, as I said, a total of 8 possessions in the first half, and only one touchdown was scored. That was by Howells. And now Giltner in the first possession of the second half has equaled and bested them by 2 points. Musney
goes to the right side. Drew Ott comes up and hammers him right at the line of scrimmage. Ott come up and stood him up. And, again, good firm tackling by Giltner on that as Musty, who is a rascal when it comes to second effort, couldn't get out of the grasp with Big Drew Ott that time. Second down and 10 to go. Gooch comes in. Sofel goes out at the fullback spot for Howells. Clock is running at 6:35 to go in the third. They send a wide out this time. That's Bernheide to the right side. Musney dots the eye. Gooch is the up man. Toss Musney. Tries to go left now. Has to cut back to the right side. And he'll be stopped at about the 32 or 3-yard line. He reversed his field earlier in the game and got a long run. This time, Giltner caught up with him. Good pursuit by the Hornets. And it's going to be third down and about 3 yards to go. Long, pretty short pull.
Yep. He took a couple hard hits on that. He was breaking tackles, but they were hitting him hard.
Ball is kind of like the number is 21. Go find him on most every play. You're going to come up with a football, too. Third down, 3. Pinch, left side, Musney trying to find some running room, and he does squirt through for the first down. Tackle over there by Trevor Poppin. But again, that patience by Musty. He follows his tacklers when he sees some daylight. He shoots through, and he did that time for another first down. 5:40 on the third period clock as it stops as they move the chains, and then they wind it again now. Bellino breaks the huddle, brings his team to the line of scrimmage. Musty is the up man now, and Gooch reverses the role with a tailback. Three-man front for Giltner. They hand it off to Gooch, the big man, and he pushes the pile forward down to the 35-yard line as they get into Giltner territory now. Both teams had some good drives shortened in the first half by penalties. Giltner was helped by a penalty as they were deep in Howell's territory in the first half. Had a 5-yard penalty and then a quarterback sack, but at the end of that quarterback sack, Howell's committed a personal foul, and that gave Giltner a first and goal at the 10-yard line. They were unable to go in, but did, in their opening drive of the second half, score 6+2, and they're up 8-6 right now. Second down, 5, whistles blow. And a timeout is going to be called here by
Howells.
Mike Spears of Howells, and we'll take a 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time out was taken there by Mike Spears, head coach of the Howells Bobcats, defending state champions. They got to the state championship last year by beating these Giltner Hornets in the semifinals here at Howells. Now it's the quarterfinals. Winner of this one takes on the winner of the Exeter Milligan-Clarkson game.
Well, they're putting about six guys on the line, isn't it? Now they back him up.
High formation. Toss, and the ball is on the ground. And let's see. It looks like Musney got the ball back, but Giltner was right on that as Musney couldn't find the handle, and they almost got the second turnover of the ball game. Fumbling earlier was Musney, and Ott fell on that one in the first half. That's what set Giltner up in the first half with a first and goal at the 5 that they were not able to capitalize on. So Howells dodges a bullet that time, and the clock at 4 minutes to go in the third, and a third down and a strong 5, short 6 to go now. They send Gooch wide to the right side, Byers the tight end to the left side, single setback, Musney. Gooch in motion from the right to the left. Bellina, left-handed passer, back to pass, going to be forced to throw it out in the flat to Musney, and he'll be knocked out of bounds right about the first down marker. Boy, that's good field presence by Musney. And it was lucky for the Howells Bobcats that Bellino was able to get rid of that because they were pressuring him. Nice pressure by Garrett Poppin, who shot through there. Now they're going to measure and see whether or not he did get the first down. He had to get down to the 30-yard line of Giltner.
Looks like he'd have it just by inches if he's got it.
Got to be about the fourth measurement of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got
it. And they give it to him. First down and 10 yards to go at the 30-yard line. I don't know how many times they passed tonight. That's the second or third time, I think. And right?
Yeah. They had two that first drive when we started the game, for sure.
And Bellinger, the southpaw, got it to Musney. And it's a first down now. His fire goes tight end to the left side. Musney dots the I. Gooch is the fullback. Bellina is under center, calls out the signals, pitch, Musney, left side, cuts back, got about 5 yards down to the 25-yard line, sports through for a couple more, and we'll see how much they'll give him where his knee was down.
He just breaking tackles there.
I'll tell you what, that time he looked like a pumpkin seed just squirting through, and he got a full 7 yards on that first carry,
yep.
Second down and 5 yards to go. As Sopel comes in, Gooch comes out at the fullback spot. They break the huddle and go to the line of scrimmage, sending no one wide. Byer is the strong side to the left. And a balanced tight end on the right side is Bernheide. The handoff goes to Musney. Musney got some room. 10-5 Musney inside the 5-yard line. And Musney inside the 5-yard line sets up a first down and goal to go for Howells, answering the opening touchdown drive by Giltner. They're down by two, but knocking on the door. Gooch comes back in. Sofel is out.
21 yards on that carry.
2:57 to go in the third period. Gooch is the up man. Musney the tailback. Bellina under center. Everybody else is in tight. Pitch, Musney fakes the halfback option. We stopped right at the line of scrimmage as he pulled the ball down and tucked it in, went off tackle, but he's going to be stopped there by Ott.
Yep,
and it'll be second down, basically no gain. Second down and goal to go from about the 2-yard line. 2:29 to go, third period. Sopel comes back in. Gooch is out at the fullback spot. Drew Ott, the big linebacker, tight end. Stopped him on that last one. Musney in the IVAC spot. Bellina takes it right from the center, sticks it in. Touchdown, Howells. And Howells is now out front 12-8 with 2:11 to go here in the third period. Howell started this back at the 15-yard line of Giltner. And now taking it into Pater, and will try to add on 2 points. They failed in their first touchdown in the first half. Took a 6-0 halftime lead. Now they go to Musney, toss, left side. Does he get in? Yes, he did. And it is now 14-8 in favor of Howells, as both teams in their opening second half drives have scored, and the entire third period has been taken up by two drives. We've got 2:11 to go here in the third.
Two impressive drives.
Wow.
Both teams just showing what they're made of, and we got a player down here. Craig.
65-yard drive for Howells on that as they started at the 15. Let's see on the far sideline who that is. Not Musty, is it?
Yeah,
they don't need that to happen if they're Howells. He has been such a big part of this offense. I don't see who it is, but
he's
I don't see
laying on his back with his knees in. That's a big play.
I don't see him down on the sideline either. So let's
wind
see.
Knocked out of him or something. I don't know.
2:11, we'll take a 60-second timeout here for the kickoff. 60 seconds, your score. Howells, 14. Giltner Hornets, 8 on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Yeah, it was Musty, but he's out there.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
This is Bob Sherwood at B&B Carpet Service. Most flooring manufacturers have their fall sale during the busy harvest times. I went to the people of Mohawk and asked them to extend the sale prices through the month of November. Now you actually have time to come in and look. Choose from in-stock or special order. You like the selection and the prices. And you can have your flooring installed before the holidays. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hawthorne gets it at the 5-yard line, across the 15 to the 17. And Hawthorne with a nice return. Here's an injury update brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics. The injured player was Larry Musty over on the far sideline. Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. He's up and going about. Don't forget, when you're not up and going about, check in with Hastings Orthopedics. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Feel like yourself again. Musty's too good a player to have him injured here in the playoffs. You're going to compete. You want everybody at full strength. Giltner is. They go trips wide to the left side. Now Hawthorne in motion. Back to pass Findlay. And he fires downfield. And it's got it at the midfield stripe. Throw out. Down at the 38-yard line.
And Findlay,
Findlay to Ott. And a pickup of about 20-plus yards. The throw is from the 17. That's
27 yards will give him.
23 out to the 40 plus, okay, 27.
Just a nice pass. He laid that out, and Drew just kept in stride.
Look down 14-8. Giltner trying to respond to that, the latest challenge. Hawthorne in motion from the left to the right. Option, near side, Poppins got it, and he's got about 5 yards. He gets down to the 35-yard line. Trevor Poppin on the pitch from Findlay. And it'll bring up second down, 5 yards to go, just over 90 seconds to go here in the third period. We've had three drives, and this is the third one. And that's taken up the entire third quarter. The first two drives ended up in scores plus two-pointers for these teams, and we're at 14-8. Shotgun, Hawthorne, right to left. They fake the jet. Now on the inside trap, they go with Poppin, and he gets a few more yards. And a third down and 2 yards to go coming up. They spot the ball down inside the 35-yard line, and it'll be put at the 33. Third down and about 4 yards to go, as that's the same inside handoff they used to score or get closer to the end zone on their last drive. Hastings wide to the left side. Hawthorne wide to the right. Slot man is out to the right side, and Findlay is in the gun. Calls out the signals on the long count. Fires out to Hawthorne in the flat, and he's got the ball up to about the 30-yard line. He may be just shy of the first down. He was knocked out of bounds, just shy of the 30. He had to get just beyond the 30-yard line for the first down. So it's fourth down and power football time now for Giltner. I can't imagine they're going to do anything cute here. I think they're going to tee it up and let Ott try and move the ball about a foot. That's what he needs. Ott will go in the Wildcat.
Yep.
Poppin is in the backfield with him. Drew Ott with a fourth down, takes the snap out of the gun, goes forward. Pushes a man out of the way, spins across the 30, and I think he got the first down.
Oh, it's going to be close. They'll be measuring this one. This is that right foot left foot of the referee.
He on that. Drew Ott went hell-bent for leather, and I do think he got it. They're going to bring out the chains, but the football is firmly inside the 30-yard line, I think, by maybe the nose of the football.
Yeah, it wouldn't be more than an inch or two if he's
no.
had it.
And they stretch it out, and he'd get it by about the half the length of a football. And it's going to be first down and 10. I thought the down and distance guy across the way there was being a little premature, but I guess either way it would have been a first down. It's either first down for Giltner or first down for Howells. 6 seconds to go here. We won't get any more action off in the third period. And so, in the midst of the third drive of the third period, that's all it is. And it is now Howells 14, Giltner 8 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back with the fourth. after this.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets. Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the other bracket, Clarkson has won 16-14, Gene.
We'll wait till after this playoff. I got a comment to make.
First down and 10. Shotgun trips wide to the right side. Obvious the closest man in. They fake it to him. Pop a pass across the middle. Pop it wide open. Touchdown, Giltner. Wow, he was totally in the clear. 30-yard pass. Finley to Poppin. And Giltner's back in this thing. 14-all.
That was to Poppin or?
Finley to Poppin for 30. And 6 points. Now they go for two. It's all tied up now with 11:53 to go.
Well, he was wide open right down the...
Oh, that was... I don't know that I've seen anybody any more wide open all season long. Shotgun now. And it is Hawthorne taking the direct snap. I don't think he got in there. And we're all tied up. It's a brand-new ball game, but it's the fourth quarter. 11:53 to go in this one. Giltner and Howells tied up. We're back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
What I was going to mention.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, what it
a
is.
30-yard pass from Finley to Poppin. Wide open, beautifully designed play. Poppin was wide open. He took the ball in stride and carried it to Painter. 30-yard pass play. Two-point conversion attempt was no good, but we're tied up at 14. Each team has scored the 6 plus 2 and also had one two-pointer fail. Poppin tees it up now, gives it a good ride. Into the, right down to the goal line, bringing it back the other way now is Brady Brester for Howell. And Howell gets all the way out to the 20-yard line. Howell's has been dangerous this year on kick returns. They returned a couple kickoffs for touchdowns, and Jesse Faltis has scored 3 punt returns for touchdowns, so I'm sure Giltner is well aware of that, but that time, a nice return.
Well, let's see if Howells answers back like they did the third quarter.
Under center, Bellina, pitch, Musney goes straight up the middle, and he tries to power over Ryan Clyer, but it's not going to happen, and Clyer stops him just about 1 yard downfield. It'll be second down, maybe he got 2 yards. Second down, 8 yards to go. Clyer in on the tackle there. And second down and 8 to go for Howell.
Well, Massey must be all right. He's back in there.
Yeah, Massey had his bell rung or wind knocked out of him on a touchdown plunge earlier, or a two-point conversion attempt earlier that was successful. Takes the pitch right side, tries the cutback. He's got a little bit, and he's ridden down by Drew Ott out by the 30-yard line. And it'll bring up third down and yards to go. Ott has had a good night offensively and defensively. He's played the Wildcat. He has caught some passes out of the tight end position, and he's done well on defense. And now, again, we've got a a man down, and it's Musney, and it looks like what's happening is he's cramping up. He's cramping up, and they're trying to work that out. So another injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine as they work on Musney on the far side and try and work out that calf cramp. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, back spine care, and surgery for people of all ages. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. Thanks to our presenting sponsors of 2011 football coverage on Platte River Radio, Five Points Bank of Hastings, the Better Bank, and Misco Sporting Goods of Kearney on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Still on the ground across the way there is...
It is Busby, isn't it?
It is.
Just regardless on that creek, but Musney's got 26 carries so far for 155 yards. So if it is,
you think about that happening on a really hot day, but like they were pointing out on some of the college games, that when you get into this cold weather, you forget to hydrate yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, that causes some cramping of the muscles when you're dehydrated. And, you know, you think, well, you're not sweating. You don't need to take in any fluids. But that is not Musty.
No, it isn't. Okay, that's good.
That's a big guy.
Number 75.
That's Brahacek, I should say. The 245-pound senior, and he is kind of walking very gingerly off the field as he's the man that cramped up and not Musty. Musty had a little ding earlier.
And he was across the field, and we couldn't see the number on him, and it was right in that pile where he got tackled.
He's immediately being told, take some water here, man. And so he's chugging water as he's coming to the near side to try and get hydrated as soon as he can. And it's going to be third down and a yard to go now for the Bobcats. And Rahacek coming out at guard is going to be hard to replace. Pick on his substitute here in a moment. I'll pick up the number. Third down, and they go Musney near side. He's got the corner, and then he's got 40, 35, and Larry Musney gets the first down, and then a little bit more. And he's tackled over there by Logan Rath. And it'll be first down and 10 yards to
about
go.
20 yards on that carry.
No one has stopped anyone here in the second half so far. There have been no punts, no turnovers on downs. Giltner punted one time and turned the ball over three times on downs in the first half. There was a fumble in the first half on Howell's. That was one of the reasons one of their drives ended as well. First down and 10. Musney at the tailback spot gets the pitch from Molina, and he goes again off the guard spot on the left side, and he's pulled down by Henrich and picks up about 6 yards on that play. Boy, I'll tell you what, he might as well be like Babe Ruth and call his shot because they know he's coming.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of trying to stop or shoot through that excellent Howell's blocking on that left side. And now Gooch is in at fullback. Musney still dots the I. And Bellina is at quarterback. Tight end is fired to the left side. They hand off to Musley again. And that time he comes close to the first down on a carry to the left side.
All depends upon the spot again. I think you're going to give it to him, yep.
And they're going to move the chains. It'll be first down and 10 for Howell's at the 20-yard line. We're all tied up here in the closing minutes of regulation, 9 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the fourth period. Howells and Giltner going toe-to-toe and slugging it out in a match worthy of number one versus number two.
Yeah, sure is. It's been a great game.
Gooch is the up man. Musney is the eye back. Under center is Bellina. Pitch, left side, Musney. Has the cutback, and he's ridden down by Drew Ott inside the 15-yard line.
There's the flag.
At the bottom of the
pile
also is Trevor Poppin, and we'll see what that's all about. A late flag, a personal foul probably coming in, and I don't know what that's all about, but we'll wait for the referees to tell us.
Was it Giltner dropped on him?
personal foul against Gilder. And I, personally, I didn't see it. I saw the flag coming out of the corner of my eye there as I was watching to see if it was Hendricks coming up.
It wasn't vicious or anything. He just kind of fell on him after the, I don't know if he thought the ball pounced out. I mean, I shouldn't say just fell. He jumped on him.
Plus, he comes out of the ball game kind of gimping on the one leg. Remember, he had some cramping issues earlier as well, and so he's standing on the sideline now. And Gooch will replace him at tailback, and I think they'll put Sofel up at fullback. That is exactly what will happen. Gooch, who is a big running back, he's a 195-pound junior and a tall kid. Sofel is the up man. Bellina, they've got first down goal to go now inside the 10-yard line. Gooch gets the call, and Gooch gets tackled at the 5. Coming up out of the bottom of the pile again was Garrett Poppin this time. He's had a number of tackles. Logan Rath over in the near side as well for the tackle for Giltner. Under 8 minutes to go in the 4th. No team has stopped the other here in the second half. In the first half, they traded 8 possessions, and there was 1 touchdown scored. Here in the second half, 3 touchdowns scored on 3 of now 4 possessions. Bellina pitches, Musney back in, gets inside the 5, down to about the 2-yard line. And a tackle made over there by Hastings and Poppin. Also coming off the bottom of the pile there was Hawthorne. And it'll be third down and goal to go from the 2 or 3 yard line. Our angle isn't terrific, and there seems to be a number of opinions here as to where it is, but we'll call it the 2 yard line, I guess, now. It's where they finally spotted inside that 2-point conversion hash mark. And Gooch is the up man. Musney is the eye back. Bellina hands off to Musney. He's got the cut. Balls in the end zone. Did he get it? Yes.
Yep.
Howells gets 6 more, and it's 20-14 as they break the tie here after a 60-yard drive. No punting happening here in the second half. There have been drives of 63, 60, and 65 here in the second half. And now Howells will try for the 2-point conversion. Musney and Gooch in the backfield form the eye. One man wide to the right side. Pitch, Musney, option pass, fires into the end zone, and it's in and out of his hands. And the 2-point conversion does not succeed. And Howells has a 6-point lead, 20-14. Giltner coming to bat. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to quarterfinal D2 action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Howells is now pulled out by 6, 20-14 with 7:29 to go here. In regulation, they tee it up, high kick, going to be taken by Hawthorne at the 5, coming back this way, 10, 15, 20, Hawthorne spins, 25, 27-yard line, a nice return for Giltner and Hawthorne, there, first down and 10, and they'll move it out to the 28-yard line of Giltner. So that's some of the best field position Giltner has started from all night long on that return by Hawthorne.
Yeah.
He's had a great night. They've had him very involved in the game plan, both on the ground and through the air. And Hawthorne on the return that time. 87, Dustin Hastings wide to the left side. Hawthorne wide right. Slot out to the right side. Shotgun. Back to pass. Finley. They fire in the flat. They got a screen.
Well, they
pop off. And it, no, it's popping. Popping at the 35, 30, 25. Popping. 15, 10. Touchdown. Touchdown, Gilder. They were tied up. 7-11. Wow. That was a play from the 27-yard line all the way to the house. And it's now 20-20, and we'll see what they dial up with a two-point conversion here.
53 yards.
A 53-yard run. Poppin had a 57-yard run last week against Humphrey St. Francis. This time, he has scored twice on long passes.
Now, this is an interesting formation.
Now, they're going to watch him snap it directly to Ott, far out on the left side on the two-point attempt here. Now they're going to call timeout. And it's Gilder calling timeout on the two-point attempt. 6:30 here. We'll be back with the two-point attempt right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wow. Wow. 7-11, we roll a natural here with a 20-all score. And now it is up to Giltner to try and crack that tie with a two-point conversion. They, as some of you who have followed Giltner, set Drew out wide to the left side, and last week they direct snapped to him way out there, and it was not a successful two-point conversion. This time, it looked like Jeff Ashby didn't like the way it looked, and now they're going back to a more regular Wildcat. Ott will take the snap. He works to his right, looking to pass. And he fires into the end zone, is intercepted, and then dropped by Bellina. And so we're still tied. 7-11 to go, 20-all. Giltner will kick off in a half a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What? We've had no turnovers in the second half. We've had no punts in the second half. We've had four drives, and all of them have ended in scores. And now it is 20-all. It was a 6-0 halftime lead for Howells, and all the scoring saved 6 points. 34 points here in the second half. And that's the name of the game with yeah. D2 football. You don't know
what I was expecting to see.
Well, we've had one of a kind, you know, one each half. We had a defensive battle, now an offensive battle. As Poppin tees it up, sends a line drive. It's going to be returned by Howells across the 5 to the 10, 15. Sutter steps at the 20 and is going to be hauled down just across the 20-yard line by, let's see who came up on the underside of that tackle. That was, I'm not sure. I don't have that number. I think it was Dylan Henrys who came up and made that tackle for Giltner. And Howells will take over first and 10 just outside their own 20-yard line. I formation, Gooch stands at the tailback slot. Schoffel is the other hand, and now there's a flag down on the play, and we'll see what that's all about. That's either a twitch or a delay, and it's a twitch. Illegal procedure against Howells, and so Howells will get marched back 5 yards, and it'll be first down and 15 yards to go. The ball's spotted back now just outside the 15-yard line. That took about, the last two plays took about 7 seconds off the clock, 7:04 to go in the fourth period.
Sofol is the up man. Gooch is the tailback. Musty had some muscle cramping earlier. He's not in the ball game now. Gooch takes the pitch. Right side, accelerates, and he's got back out to the 20, 25-yard line and gets 10 of the 15 yards he needed back. And it's going to be second down and 5 yards to go as Gooch ate up about 10 on that. He's a big, rangy tailback, and he's not quite as patient-looking as Musney, but pretty effective. He's their leading scorer. Second down. Gooch again dots the I, and Sofol is the up man. Everybody else is in tight. Power football pitch to the left side. He cuts outside. He's got 5, 6, 7, almost 10 yards. He'll get a first down, Will Gooch, as Findlay is over there. Gooch to the line in on the tackle. 6:22 as the clock stops on the out-of-bounds and the chain move.
Gooch got around the outside pretty easy, though. Showed a little speed for not having seen him run much yet tonight. All of a sudden, he's doing quite a bit. Doing
well,
a good
Musty,
job.
Who had, what did you say, 26 carries earlier, is not in the ball game right now. And
32
is the up man. And Gooch is the tailback. He'll get the pitch again. Goes left side, stood up right. That was Kenrick and Garrett Poppin and Trevor Poppin. So he got popped by the Poppins on that one. And it's second down and 10 yards to go as they sift and strung that one out to the left side. Bellina to the near side sideline. Comes back in with presumably the play with 5:53 to go here in regulation.
Could come down to who has the ball last.
Snowfall is the up man. Gooch the tailback. Everybody else is in tight. Bootleg, Bellina, and he's going to get stopped again right around the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for about a yard. Ott and Logan Rath in on the play there. Rath has had a heck of a night on defense. 5.5 to go now. And it's 3rd down and 9 for the Bobcats. And I'm trying to find Larry Musney on the sidelines. I see him down there trying to work out whatever is ailing his legs. And timeout is going to be called here by Mike Spears of Howells. So we'll take 35-22 to go in the regulation. We're tied at 20. Howells and Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. Giltner and Howells tied at 20 with 5:22 to go in the fourth here. A timeout was just called by Howells. They face a third and a strong nine. In D2, the winner of this one will play Clarkson. Clarkson dodged the bullet. Exeter Milligan scored with 11 seconds to go, couldn't complete the two-point conversion. Now they do some razzle-dazzle on the setup, doing some shifting. They send Bellina wide to the right side. Pitches to Gooch. They come back to Bellina, looking back in the backfield, being pressured, and he gets away. He's at the line of scrimmage and falls forward for 3 yards, and a penalty mark is down. Boy, been a huge defensive play there. Garrett Poppin had a paw on him, but he couldn't bring him down as a little razzle-dazzle attempt here by Howells does not succeed. In fact, it's going to end up in a big penalty, a hold out of the 36-yard line, and that could mark it back another 10 yards. Could bring up 3rd down and 19. As again, is standing on the sideline talking to one of the coaches. I don't know if he's lobbying to get back in or just saying I can't go yet, but he has had some issues with cramping in his calves. He does not have his helmet on, and Musney was a big key in the offense for Howells not only tonight but all season long. Now they go shotgun. No, they go to the punt formation. That was a 4th down as they declined the penalty. 4th down and 6 yards to go. And a nice snap
a high kick and a roll by Howells for Howells goes out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. So Jeff Ashby chose not to accept that holding call, brought up fourth down and forced a punt by Howells. That's the first punt of the second half. That is the first punt of the second half, period, by either team. And now, with 20, your score, 20-20, 5:03 to go. Giltner has the opportunity to make a statement here and drive downfield. They're inside their 10-yard line. Shotgun with Finley. Double wide to the left side, out to the right side. They put a man in motion. That's Hawthorne. They fake it to him. And now Finley will keep it himself, gets across the 10, almost to the 15-yard line. Quarterback keeper and about 4 or 5 yards down. So second down and a long 5, short 6 to go for Giltner. As they're playing their game tonight, they don't appear to be intimidated or hypnotized by the Howells magic, as they were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
Bob Jansen, who had prep on the Doug and Daddy show on our ESPN station, talking about if you get beyond the fact you're playing Howells, you got a pretty good chance here. And I think Giltner is taking that to heart. Shotgun, Findlay, who dropped the ball. He was looking for Poppin in the flat, and he flat dropped the ball. Either Poppin or Hawthorne would have been the recipient of that pass. And that's going to be a loss of about 7 yards. And it's going to be third down and 11 yards to go from inside the 10. I think it might be out about the 8-yard line. And the clock at 3:56 to go.
That was a big fumble for them.
Big fumble. But 11 yards is not an unusual gain for Giltner here. This is not four-down territory. Finley, shotgun. Option. And again, they drop the ball, and covering it is Howells. It was not a fumble. They recovered it, and he was dropped in his tracks. I think that was Poppin who had a little difficulty.
I couldn't tell who was supposed to get the ball. But
don't have a great angle at this point deep in that end zone. So it's going to be fourth down and a punting situation for Giltner. So a big defensive stand there for Howells, but Giltner gave them a lot of help on that. Standing in the end zone is Trevor Poppin, the punter. Hendricks comes in as one of the bullets. And a high kick. My goodness, it goes out of bounds. Bounces at about the 17-yard line. They're going to give it to him at about the 15, 16-yard line. That was a bad kick under anybody's condition. And it's going to be difficult now for Giltner, but their defense has done well tonight. And now they really have to dig in. It's first and 10 at the 15-yard line.
There's a problem there when you've only punted 8 or 9 times all season.
Yeah, there you go. You're right. Stoffel is the up man. Gooch is the tailback, and Bellina pitches to Gooch left side. As the cutback spins down to the 5-10-yard line. And it'll be second down and a long 5, short 6 yards to go for the Howells Bobcats. Tied with Giltner here at 20 from Howells. Craig Eckert, Gene Beerbaum on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. All the coverage culminating in the state football playoffs. No matter who wins, we got all the state championships on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Gooch, right side, takes the pass, or takes the pitch, rather, gets down inside the 5-yard line, and he's going to be close to a first down if he doesn't have it. See where they mark the ball. Bad turn of events for Giltner as they were stopped deep in their own end zone, or deep in their own territory, and had to punt out of their end zone and only got about a 15-yard kick. And so they almost need to concede the fact that somehow Howells may get in the end zone here.
It's going to be tough to hold them 5 yards on 4 tries here, Greg.
It's going to be first down and 4 yards to go to the end zone. Pitch, Gooch. Has the running room, goes to the left side, touchdown. Touchdown Howells, 26-20, minute 46 to go. And now Howells has to go for two.
Minute 46 for Giltner is an eternity. You know, they'll get it back here in good shape. Clock management is the key right now. Don't make any mistakes. And move the ball and move the sticks. Save the time. Get the drive. See how much they have to get if they get the drive here. It's going to be 6 or 8. I formation. Gooch docks the eye. They fake the pitch to him. Bellina keeps it. Now he's dancing around. And he's going to be pressured. Fires into the end zone. No good. 26-20. 26-20. Howells is on top. And Giltner receives the kickoff next on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQFM.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Most of the touchdown drives tonight have been in excess of 60 yards. That one was a 15-yard drive because of a short punt. Howells put it in but could not convert the two-pointers. And they are up by 6. They will kick the ball back to Giltner now with a minute 46 to go, and Giltner knows what it has to do. It has to answer the call and get 6+2. Hawthorne takes it at the 5-yard line. Hawthorne to the 10. 15 falls forward to nearly the 20-yard line. And Jesse Baltus in on the tackle there, and Giltner is set up with 1st and 10. And again, the key here, make the first downs, move the sticks, beat the clock, score, and get 2. That's what they need to do, but that's what a semifinalist is supposed to do. We're in the quarterfinals right now. The winner of this game is going to play Clarkson. They upset Exeter Milligan 16-14 earlier.
Clarkson's only about 6-7 miles from here, I think.
Hastings goes wide to the left side. Ott is wide to the right. They put Hawthorne in the slot right side this time. Findlay, shotgun. Trevor Poppin in the backfield with him. Back to pass, looking for Ott, and the ball is batted down. Batted down and almost intercepted. Falling on the ball there was Jarrett Buzjeda.
I'll tell you, Craig, they got guys open too. But you got a 5'8 quarterback. You got to get the lineman spread out so he can pass.
Well, yeah, you got to move the pocket on him, and he was almost straight back to pass on that one. He was looking to fire over in the flat. Now they put Hawthorne in motion on this 2nd and 10 play. Now they string it out to Poppin, rather, and coming up at the 15-yard line and stop was Adam Bernheide. And now Howells stiffens, and it is 3rd down and 15 yards to go. A timeout will be called here. Timeout will be called here by Jeff Ashby. As the challenge is tall here with 3rd and 15, a minute 27 to go in regulation. Howells has just scored. They're up by 6. Giltner is far from out of it. They certainly are capable of scoring within a minute 26 on this, but they've got to be mistake-free from here on out.
Well, Howells has just had their number these last two plays. You know, the pass that was knocked down at the line, and now this one. It kind of like they knew what was going on there.
You know, the big deal here is Howells knows that it's not going to be the run that hurts them.
Yeah.
They know that they can just pin their ears back and go after Findlay and K-Sarah-Sarah after that. Giltner knows that, and if they can slip somebody downfield like they did Poppin on that 50-yard pass play earlier, then it's all tied up again. Twins in the backfield, wides both ways. Findlay on 3rd down and 15, back to pass. Fires long, and he's going to be interfered with by Gooch at about the 40-yard line. Hastings and Gooch got tied up, but there was no flag on the play. And it's 4th down and 15, and Giltner, this is the season right here.
Yeah, it is.
It is the season right here.
Now.
With a minute 22 to go, Giltner down by 6, a 4th and 15, tried to launch a long downfield pass. If completed, would have been a 1st down at the 40 or beyond.
And now you can hear the crowd, even though this is not a huge crowd by relative stadium sizes. Everybody's making noise both sides. Shotgun. Findlay. Back to pass. Fires. Looking for Ott over his head. Incomplete. And now Howells will take over first and 10 at the 15-yard line of Gilter. That was first down, incomplete, intended for Ott. Rester was in on defense, but the ball was just a little beyond Ott's reach. And Giltner now facing by far their toughest challenge of the entire 2011 football season. Down by 6, backs to the wall, a minute 16 to go in the fourth period. And unless something really big happens here in terms of a turnover, it's going to be another Howells advance, this time to the semifinals down the road against Clarkson.
They're just going to take
it. Now they're going to kneel it here. And Bellina kneels it, and the clock continues now with a minute 5 to go. Apparently, there's no timeouts left for Giltner.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to hold it to the very end. Mastney has never come back into the ball game for Howells. Bellina just milks the clock here with 42 seconds to go, and he is going to kneel it again. And so the ball at the 17-yard line. And the clock is under 29 seconds to go. And Giltner, another great year. But unfortunately for Hornets fans, now they're going to take their final timeout. Unfortunately for Hornets fans, they're going to end up here at Howells again, as he did last year in the semifinals, down by 6 points. And so a timeout is taken by Jeff Ashby. Let's take 30 here. 26-20, Howells over Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Howells Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With you get more. Superstore. Howells Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, and as we come back, the timeout ends. They don it one more time, and Howells and Giltner shake hands at about the 19-yard line. 4:32 to go in the Giltner season, and that's it. Drew Ott plays his final game for Giltner, moves on to the Big Ten and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Giltner falling to Howells for the second straight year, this time in the quarterfinals by 6 points, 26-20. And elsewhere in D2, Clarkson upset Exeter Milligan 16-14. Exeter Milligan executed a 56-yard TD pass with 11 seconds to go, but the two-point conversion failed, and so they will play Howells. So almost an inter-county rivalry here.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're in the same county or not, but they're...
Might be.
Eight or ten miles down the road to determine who will then take it all the way to Lincoln against Sargent or the winner of the Bertrand Loomis game. Giltner ends up the season in the quarterfinals. In D1, here's what's happened. Kennesaw beat Garden County 52-22. Tyler Schnitzler scored all 8 touchdowns for Kennesaw. South Loop lost to Pope John 30-0. High Plains lost to the Guardian, or is losing to the Guardian Angels of West Point Central Catholic, 28-18. That's in the third. In C2, Tri-County trailing Aquinas 19-0 at the half. Oakland Craig is tied with Lincoln Christian 16-all in the third. North Platte St. Pat's has beaten Hastings St. Cecilia 13-6, so there will not be a Hastings St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic semifinal in that. Crofton lost to Kearney Catholic 17-14. In C1, Pierce was defeated by Norfolk 21-3. Gothenburg trailing Minden 21-6 in the fourth. Arlington lost to Wahoo 22-8. And Columbus Lakeview is trailing Platteview 12-0. So those, that's C1 and C2, D1 and D2 action exclusively today. Next round of the C1, C2, D1s, and D2s happens next Monday night, and unfortunately, we may be sitting home. It's been a heck of a... We've just had such a great time covering the Giltner Hornets. Such great people and such great support, and, you know, it doesn't hurt that you got maybe one of the most exciting offenses in Nebraska high school football. And they just kind of... We'll see how they reload in the 2012 season, but they're certainly going to miss some of their seniors. And let me tell you who some of those kids are. Trevor Poppin, who had a great game last week. Drew Ott, of course, we know about him. Logan Rath is going to be graduating and gone. So they've got a nice contingent of juniors and sophomores.
Yeah, they do.
And freshmen coming up. And so Jeff Ashby's got that program rolling. And I know it's been disappointing for all of us to have to end two seasons here in Howells, but let's look at the good side of the season. Giltner, again, showing some tremendous talent here in the 2011 football season. Gene Veerbaum alongside. He's got some individual stats here for, first of all, the Hornets.
Well, Giltner started opening it up a little more in the second half. They did run a little bit more. That first half, they only rushed for 10 carries, got 5 yards, and they didn't do a lot more rushing, I guess. They had about another 10 carries, but they picked up more yards. They only picked up 5 yards that first half, and second half they managed to get about 30, 40 yards there. But the big thing for Giltner in that second half was the passing game. They were 8 of 11 that second half, and unfortunately the last three incompletions were their last drive there when they were needing them the most. But total for the game, they passing, they were 19 of 31. For 253 yards, so you know, good night. They picked up a total of about 14 first downs for Giltner. Howells on the other end, as far as first downs, since we're on that, they had 18, 16 rushing, one passing, and one by penalty. And then on the other side, as far as rushing, the workhorse for Howells was Musty. He had 32 carries for 198 yards, so about 6.2 yards.
And he hardly played anything in the fourth quarter.
Right, right. And, you know, Gooch came in and took over for him, and he had some good runs. He had 47 yards just on that last quarter himself for 10 carries, so he averaged just about 5 yards a carry there. So both of the running backs did well there. Bellina had several carries, but most of them were either sacks or taking a knee. So most of his was negative yards, nothing to speak of there. But a good game, kind of what we expected. Mm-hmm. That second half was a little more exciting. The first half was defense. Second half, the teams took the ball, and they pretty much scored.
Yeah, and I kind of thought the entire game would be more like the first half was. Something told me that it was going to be more of a defensive battle, but we had one kind in the first half and one kind in the second half.
And they were sustained drive.
Yeah.
Except for the one long pass play, it was a 53 yards or something like that, that Giltner had 53 yards. Most of them were all, you had a couple 20-yarders in there, but otherwise they were sustained drives. Great game.
The scoring was opened up with, in the second period, with 5:19 to go until halftime, a 63-yard drive by Howells was capped by a Larry Musney to Brian Byer pass. The two-point attempt was no good, and Howells took a 6-0 lead at halftime. But at halftime, coming out, Giltner took the opening kickoff. Drew Ott capped a 67-yard drive with a 1-yard run. Their two-point conversion was good, and they led Howells 8-6. Howells answered with a 65-yard drive. Bellina capping that with a 1-yard scoring run. And that time their two-point conversion was good, and it made it 14-8. Then Giltner completed a 60-yard drive with a long pass to Trevor popping. 53-yard, let me try that again. The Giltners completed a 63-yard drive, Finley capping that with a touchdown with 11:53 to go. And it was tied up again at 20. Giltner, a 60-yard drive, 7:29 to go. Musty, a 2-yard run. Point after was no good, and we were tied up. Giltner was down by 20-14. Then that 53-yard screen pass from Finley to Poppin made it 20-20 and set things up for an exciting conclusion. In fact, I was already geared up for overtime here at that particular point. Then finally, the kill shot for Howells came when Giltner was held deep in their own territory, a 15-yard punt.
Yeah, I was going to say that the thing that killed Giltner is something they don't do very often.
That's right.
It was the punting. And, you know, when you get a 15-yard punt out of your end zone, you're not going to win many games. And that was the turning point, because you're not going to hold Howells to go 15 yards to score. And that's where it fell. Was that, and no fault of the young man that's punting. I mean, you don't do it that often, and it was just one of those unfortunate incidents. It was part of the game that Giltner is just not used to doing is punting, and that it came back to haunt him tonight.
Well, and that is exactly right. So because of that short pass, obviously being first down and 10 yards to go at the 15-yard line of Giltner, Howells put the ball into the end zone. It was Gooch on a 5-yard run. They got 26. Giltner could not respond. Their drive stalled at 4th and 15, an incompleted pass, aptly, I guess, to Drew Ott, as he is probably the standout player on the Giltner team for a lot of years, both offensively and defensively. They went to him, but the pass was just a little bit long, and it fell incomplete, and Giltner falls and ends their season 26-20 at Howells for the second year in a row.
I tell you, I was just going to quickly, too, out of those 19 receptions, though, for Giltner, 9 of them went to number 3, Hawthorne. So they went to him quite a bit tonight.
Hawthorne was highly involved in the game plan, you know, both in terms of using that jet action sweep off of when he lined up in the wing back or slot back formation, left to right, right to left, and then they threw a lot to him out in the flat. And he was very productive. So there was absolutely. I'll tell you one thing that happened or didn't happen is I do not think that Giltner was in awe of Howells at all.
No, no,
they stood toe to toe with him, and it's just the way you got number one and number two. Something's going to happen, and a close game was the result. Howells on top of Giltner, 26-20. Well, that's about all we can say from Howells. For Gene Beerbaum, this is Craig Ecker. Thanks for joining us on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Are you an athlete looking for yourself in the newspaper? An alum trying to keep track of how your school's doing in prep athletics? A proud parent looking for all the news about their son or daughter? Or a general high school sports fan? Well, PlatteRiverPreps.com is the site for you. PlatteRiverPreps.com is covering over 100 teams across the state and is your source for results and news updates 7 days a week. Not to mention pictures of some high school sports action. Bookmark it today and go to PlatteRiverPreps, all one word, .com to follow your school today.